Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Then we simply are going to have to dismiss them. And we don't act on rumor or allegation. We deal with facts the way it's going to be.
As with the overall turnout, one Afghan official says it appears to have been between 40% and 50%. More Afghans voted in cities than in the countryside. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick reports from south of the capital.
Voter turnout in these villages was not as high as U.S. commanders had hoped. Polling sites were attacked. Captain Paul Shepard says Afghan security forces responded well. Still, if there's a runoff.
We learned from some of the places where we were at this time to place polling centers in a little bit more strategic locations and not just choose a school like that for simple numbers, but we just consider the security of the sites as much as possible.
Important because a runoff could give villagers who stayed home yesterday their first chance. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Logar Province.
This could be the day one Guantanamo prisoner will be released. CBS News correspondent Dan Raviv has the story.
Believed to be the youngest detainee among more than 200 men still held at Guantanamo, Mohammed Jawad is expected to be flown home to Afghanistan and set free. His lawyers say he was 12 years old when captured 7 years ago. He allegedly had thrown a grenade that wounded two American soldiers. A U.S. military judge ruled that Jawad's confession was invalid, extracted under pressure. Dan Raviv, CBS News.
There are new allegations of CIA outsourcing, this time involving the drone aircraft used to attack suspected Al-Qaeda leaders. Let's get the details live from CBS News correspondent Jim Taylor.
Hey, remember Blackwater? Same company, different name, known as Z Services now. New York Times report does detail how the company controls and runs the CIA counterterrorism program using remote piloted drone aircraft carried out at hidden bases in Pakistan. Company workers assemble and fire missiles and laser-guided bombs. It's the kind of work that used to be performed by the Central Intelligence Agency, but is increasingly being farmed out to contractors. Nick?
Former Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge is raising eyebrows over claims in a new book that fellow cabinet members pressured him to raise the country's terror alert level just before the presidential election in 2004. Ridge says he resisted the arm twisting, but concluded it was time to quit the Bush administration. CBS News chief political consultant Mark Ambinder says it's explosive stuff.
It's an extremely sensitive issue because it goes to the heart of a political debate that partisans in particular have been having for 5 years, which is whether the Bush administration deliberately politicized the war on terror in order to scare Americans into voting Republican.
Now, President Obama is getting ready for vacation. Let's go live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, with Mr. Obama about to head off to Martha's Vineyard, where does the health care reform debate stand?
Nick, before taking that break, the president has made yet another public pitch for his top deal.
We are not going to give up now.
A rally with Democratic Party activists yesterday showed that Mr. Obama is still concerned about the one issue dominating the debate.
One of the options will be a public option because we think that potentially could be a better deal for consumers, but nobody's going to force you into that option.
And Congress is still searching for the best option on reforms. Key bipartisan members of the Senate Finance Committee hope to finalize their plan by mid-September. Live at the White House.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
AM 760 is brought to you by this weekend's Colorado Sport International Air Show.
I'm David Kale.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
If you're constantly craving culinary competitions and shows like Top Chef, Hell's Kitchen, Chopping Block, and Chopped just don't satisfy your hunger pains, prepare for a new season of The Next Iron Chef. Host Alton Brown will once again open the doors to Kitchen Stadium as the search for the next gastronomic genius begins. For the second time, the battle begins Sunday, October 4th on Food Network.
It's official. The next season of American Idol will not feature Paula Abdul and her trademark over-the-top positivity. Abdul recently confirmed rumors and announced via her Twitter that after 8 years, she wouldn't be returning. TV executives hope to find her replacement before January and the start of the live shows. Until then, guest judges, including Victoria Beckham, will sit in.
TomTom turn-by-turn navigation for the iPhone has arrived. The eagerly awaited software recently hit the App Store with a price tag of just under $100. It promises all of the features you'd expect from a GPS system, plus a few added benefits which take advantage of the phone's multi-touch screen. You can pinch to zoom, scroll through menus, and more. There's also a car kit available, complete with charging abilities.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Actor Tony Danza is returning to television. Best known for his roles in shows Taxi and Who's the Boss, Danza will appear in a new show called Teach on cable channel A&E. He'll be seen co-teaching a 10th grade English class at Northeast High School in Philadelphia. And although he admits that the thought of teaching on TV is daunting, his goal is to be a really good teacher.
By the way, Bill Press, no intellectual giant.
I enjoyed his company. He had a warmth and brash humor that made up for his constant references to a former L.A. life. The retinue of women who supposedly still called him long distance every night. His past football exploits. The celebrities he knew.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Out of many, we are one. That while we breathe, we hope. And where we are met with cynicism and doubt, and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can.
Hurricane Bill, headed your way this weekend. In fact, I'm already here. Happy Friday. Friday, August 21. Great to see you today. Thank you for joining us. It is the Bill Press Show. We are coming to you live. No canned overnight performance here. This is a live radio show coming to you from our radio studio here on Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C., booming out across the great United States of America. From coast to coast, 866-55-PRESS is our toll-free number, 866-55-77-377. And while you're at it, you're still at home, you're already at the office, you're near a computer, check out the website, BillPressShow.com. My new column just filed yesterday on the loss of my good friend, our good friend Bob Novak. This week's column entitled My Friend, the Prince of Darkness, up under Bill's blog on the website. And in case you missed my White House report from the White House briefing yesterday on the White House report page, check that out. Lots of good stuff always for you on the website every day. Check it every day at BillPressShow.com. And sign up, buy your podcast, get in the podcast club here so you can download the show to put it on iTunes, and then you can listen to it on your iPhone, your iPod, whatever, anytime you want to, commercial-free, listen to the good interviews over and over again. How about it? The press team, Team Press here, Peter Ogburn and Dan Henning, ready to go into the weekend?
Yes, sir.
I've been ready since Monday.
Yeah, you know what? So have I.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I get readier and readier. The later in the week we go. How about it? Last night, yesterday was a big election day in Afghanistan, only the second one in history. And David Letterman had a real exclusive yesterday, the top 10 things heard by people waiting in line to vote in Afghanistan.
Top 10 things overheard outside Afghanistan polling places. Here we go, number 10. Can my goat vote? Number 9, hanging Chad. That's funny. I just hanged a guy named Chad.
That is great. I like that.
Chad. I would guess very few guys in the Taliban named Chad.
Yeah, they're probably right.
Just a hunch. I don't know. Number 8, is this the Fire Dave Letterman rally? Number 7, I'm voting for Ahmed Al Franken. Number 6, democracy, yes, we Afghani can. Number 5, incoming. Number 4, why is Ralph Nader on the ballot? Number 3, nothing says democracy like a rigged vote set up by an occupying imperialist power. Number 2, isn't it time we do something about the high price of beard delousing? And the number 1 thing overheard outside Afghanistan polling stations, I am voting for the candidate who can see Turkmenistan from her cave.
He is consistently good. He is so good. Honest,
solid.
Yeah. And such good writers as well. Mike Sullivan,
president of the Sheet Metal Workers Union and way out in front on health care reform, fighting the good battle, is going to be joining us here just a little bit later on this hour. And Lou Dobbs is on the attack against me again. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
It's Friday, and we've got some other headlines making news as conservative commentator Elizabeth Hasselbeck heads out on maternity leave this fall from her duties on The View on ABC. They've pulled up two replacements for her, Meghan McCain and former Fox News anchor Edie Hill. You may know her from her infamous terrorist fist bomb remark.
Fist jab, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And Meghan McCain.
Yep.
Watch out for Meghan McCain. She could get that slot. Elizabeth Hasselbeck may not have a job to come back to.
You know what? That's actually a really good point.
Yeah, she's filled in twice now on the show, and she's pretty good.
And I think Hasselbeck is just too... She just flies off the handle too much.
Yeah.
I don't mind. Even conservative, I don't care. But I mean, just think she's that effective. Meghan McCain would be...
Yeah.
Good.
Former New York Giant Plaxico Burress pleaded guilty to his weapons charge yesterday, reaching a deal that sends him to prison for 2 years. Now out of the NFL, Burress will be reinstated to play after completion of his sentence, which could have been 3.5 to 15 years had he gone to court and been convicted on all charges. He's likely to begin serving time next month.
Maybe he'll get out on compassionate release.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I hope the Eagles sign him, and one day we can see Michael Vick throw a pass to Plaxico Burress.
Finally, how about that cup of Joe this morning? The world's largest over-the-counter coffee dealer reacting to weak consumer demand in the recession. Head to Starbucks. You'll find a regular coffee 5 to 10 cents cheaper.
Oh, but that's going to make a difference.
But they're getting back by slapping another quarter on the price of the more complex drinks on the menu, like Frappuccinos.
Oh, so in other words, you're
Brilliant.
Not saving money.
Unless you're just buying regular coffee.
Brilliant.
Have a good weekend, friends.
12 minutes after the hour. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I think Lou Dobbs has a crush on me. I don't know. And I guess I got a lot of emails yesterday because after Lou Dobbs took out against me again, you know, Eric Burns, who was with us in studio at this hour yesterday, the president of Media Matters, Media Matters put out an alert yesterday. Lou Dobbs attacks Bill Press yet again on his radio show. And a lot of listeners emailed in to say that I should just ignore him and not respond to Lou Dobbs. I don't know what you think about that, 866-55-PRESS. But I did. I already did. Just a tweet. I just tweeted yesterday afternoon that Lou Dobbs has attacked me again. He called me a Trotskyite, called me to the left of Stalin. And as I pointed out, it's too bad that John Klein, president of CNN, won't let me appear on Lou Dobbs' TV show to answer him because, of course, I'm a radio talk show host, and radio talk show hosts are not allowed on CNN. Well, wait a minute. So what's Lou Dobbs still doing on CNN? I mean, you get it? This whole thing. But Lou Dobbs has, again, he's got this obsession with me. He can't stop talking about it. Remember last week when I first said something about John Klein, radio talk show host, Lou Dobbs? Dobbs went off after me, name-calling.
Press is, you know, he's a propagandist. I mean, that's all he is now. That's pitiful. That is truly, truly pitiful. Klein also should have, quote-unquote, dumped Dobbs for fanning the flames of the birther issue. Let's see. I say that Barack Obama is a citizen, but why not produce your doggone birth certificate? And Bill Press and the left wing are completely nuts. I mean, you can't ask questions like that. You can't do that. What in the world are we doing?
If there's a propagandist here, it's a propagandist, Lou Dobbs, and you just heard him. He's been fanning the flames of this birth certificate from day one. So as if that weren't enough, yesterday he's back at it again. I'm to the left of Stalin?
Also, this one from Bill Press. He's tweeting on Twitter.com saying, unbelievable, Obama still seeks bipartisan bill. What's he smoking? Bill Press, I mean, you know, this is one of the legendary journalists, at least in his own mind. You probably don't know who he is. He's just one of my fleas that I have to deal with from time to time. But what a, you know, he thinks he's some sort of, I don't know, he's more of a, what would you say, is he a Trotskyite or is he a Stalinist? What is he?
A Trotskyite.
He's a little left of Stalin, I think. My God, what is, anyway.
Left of Stalin, yeah, I'm one of I'm just one of Lou Dobbs's many fleas. That's all. That's all. Right. That's look. Forget the name calling, but do you think I ought to respond to this guy? Do you think I ought to get into a little pissings contest with a skunk? 866-55-PRESS. I repeat, here's my case against Lou Dobbs. First of all, he's got a right to say whatever he wants to say. He can be crazy on the birther issue. I mean, if you know, I think it's just ludicrous that he would waste any time on it. But he's got a right to say that. He can be as anti-illegal immigration as he wants to be, and he can say they ought to round up all 12 million or 15 million, whatever, here, and send them back to Mexico. I mean, he's got a right to say that. My first point is, he doesn't belong on CNN. That's not who CNN is supposed to be. I worked at CNN for 6 years. CNN, you know, Fox is to the right, MSNBC is to the left. CNN's supposed to be in the middle. They're not supposed to have a right-wing propagandist on that network. That's what they say, at any rate, the most trusted name in television. Well, can't trust anything Lou Dobbs says. So my first point is, let Lou Dobbs say whatever he wants to say on Fox, not on CNN. And the second thing is, and this is really the most important point, all I'm asking is that John Klein be honest, be a man of his word. John Klein, I think, wrongly said that no radio talk show hosts from now on are ever going to be allowed on CNN because they don't understand the issues. The issues are too complex for them to understand, and they are too predictable, and so therefore we're not going to allow them on the network. Okay. Dumb decision, I think, on his part, rather than sorting out these are the ones we like, these are the ones we don't like. But if he's going to be consistent, then he can't have Lou Dobbs on the air. That's it. That's all. If no radio talk show host, that means no radio talk show host, doesn't it? 866-55-PRESS. Or maybe, you know, I ought to just ignore Lou Dobbs altogether.
I want every American to know this. We will rebuild. We will recover. And the United States of America will emerge stronger than before.
The official morning show of the Obama generation, The Bill Press Show. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
You've heard the news. Insurance companies are trying to kill President Obama's health care reform plan. So it's time to fight back. Hi, this is Bill Press for the Patriot Majority. Real health care reform must do three things. One, have a public option that provides competition to private insurers. This will keep costs down for millions of families. Two, have an employer mandate so that all employers provide affordable coverage. And three, real reform will not tax health care benefits. Yes, insurance companies are spending millions to kill health care reform. And you know, if insurance companies stay in charge, they can deny you coverage, drop your family, and raise your premiums. So call your senator, member Congress today at 202-224-3121. Tell them it's their patriotic duty to support health care reform with one, a strong public option, two, an employer mandate, and three, no tax on health care benefits. Again, that's 202-224-3121. For more information, go to patriotmajority.us or to my website, billpressshow.com, paid for by the Patriot Majority.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away 500 free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-914-5076. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-914-5076. 1-800-914-5076. That's 1-800-914-5076.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Friday morning commute off to a good
technology.
Tired of waiting in line to bank a big bundle of paper checks? Need a faster way to deposit your cash without even getting off your couch? There's an app for that. USAA customers now have their very own iPhone app, which allows you to take a photo of both sides of the check, hit send, and then sit back as the deposit gets processed as if you were actually in the bank lobby.
Movie director Ridley Scott is returning to the Alien franchise. His original creation back in 1979 spawned a slew of sequels, including James Cameron's Aliens and David Fincher's Alien 3. But Scott is returning to make a prequel. The question on the tip of everyone's tongue is whether or not Sigourney Weaver's Ripley character will be returning too.
You take medication most days to treat your pain? If chronic low back pain gets in the way of things you enjoy, you may want to consider volunteering for a clinical research study. This study is evaluating an investigational medication to see if it can reduce chronic low back pain. You may qualify if you're at least 18 and have chronic low back pain that you treat with medication. Other criteria may apply. As a qualified participant, you will see a study doctor to discuss your pain. All study-related care is included, and no insurance is required. Consider volunteering today.
Call 1-877-505-8130. That's 1-877-505-8130. 1-877-505-8130. Or visit chroniclowbackpainstudy.com.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, on your iPhone.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular pavestone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Out in Portland, Oregon, on KPOJ. Hey, Trey, how you doing?
I am doing A-OK, Bill. Really enjoy the show. Let's get right to this. Man, I've enjoyed a lot of CNN, but I had never watched Lou Dobbs until I heard you talking about this.
Oh, really?
I watched the last two nights I've watched, and this show is nothing but right-wing propaganda.
Totally.
It's a talking point following mouthpiece, and it's just shameful. It's shameful that they will not bring you on and put you up face to face.
Look, I've said, and several times, every time he's attacked me, we've called his producer and said, hey, you want Bill on the show tonight? No, they don't do it. And they won't do it because John Klein says no radio talk show host on CNN. Well, how about Lou Dobbs?
Yeah. Show. They plug his show. He plugs his own radio show right there. So that, once again, is just another hypocritical...
Yep, totally.
It's just infuriating.
Total hypocrisy on the part of CNN, which has always presented itself as, again, the network, the one network you could trust. Seriously, Lou Dobbs. Thanks, Trey. While we're out in Portland, let's say hello to Lee. Hi, Lee.
Hi there, Bill. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Well, out here, I listen on KPOJ all the time, and
great station.
I've got to say that you don't need to say anything more about him. We can say something about him. I've been I've always considered myself an independent.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started to watch CNN, I couldn't believe that he is portrayed as an independent. And I stopped watching his show long ago, watched CNN for the elections and all that kind of thing. But if he's an independent, then I'm left of Stalin.
Look, if he's an independent, I'm an astronaut. I mean, let's face it. No, I mean, as Trey said, it is just it's Republican. It's right-wing talking point after right-wing talking point with Lou Dobbs. I mean, again, you expect that from Fox, right? I mean, you would see in the lineup at Fox, Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, Lou Dobbs. There's no difference between the four of them, right?
My main gripe against Dish Network is that they have Fox on their basic program and not MSNBC.
Well,
I complain to them all the time about that. You keep fighting and ignore idiots like Lou Dobbs.
All right. Thank you, Lee. Tony from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Hey, Tony. Welcome.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Good. Thanks.
Hey, a couple things. First of all, it's nice to hear Bill. I mean, you may have a story here that Lou Dobbs has fleas. I always thought he had fleas, but I'm glad to hear him admit it.
You always thought he was a dog? No, I didn't say that. Go ahead.
Hey, two quick things. If CNN is going to keep radio talk show hosts off the air, does it also mean that Bill Bennett has no platform?
Well, you know, one would, if they're consistent, yes, indeed.
You know, Bill Bennett, I used to really respect him. He used to be kind of neutral. Now I think he's kind of slipping to the right. And it's really disappointing to hear. I used to have a lot of respect for Bill Bennett, and I'm starting to lose it. I listen to both liberal and conservative talk radio. I think you should respond. I think it's wrong for CNN to say that all talk show hosts don't have a grasp of the views. There's a lot of people who have a different view of the news, and I think it's wrong just to blanketly say that all talk show hosts don't. You've been on quite a while. You've had some great shows on Crossfire. I think you have a great grasp of the issue.
Well, I appreciate that, but I don't want to make it personal, but what do radio talk show hosts do, Tony? I mean, you got it. I mean, you know, we've got a show for 3 hours, right? So radio talk show hosts, whether from the right or the left, what they do is they get in early, they study the issues, they research the issues, they talk about the issues, they take calls on the issues, and they're not talking from a teleprompter like those people on television. Now, absolutely. I mean, I just think, again, John Klein was way off base making that statement, putting down radio talk show hosts. I also think he's off base by keeping Lou Dobbs on CNN. Doesn't belong there. Michael. Out in Coloma, Michigan. Hi, Michael.
How you doing?
All right, good. So should I get into it with Lou Dobbs?
Absolutely not. I think you need to take Barney Frank's advice and stop talking to the dining room table.
I appreciate that. Barney said getting into a debate with you is like he told that woman getting into a debate with the dining room table. And Lou Dobbs is not even, maybe he's not even worth the dining room table. I don't know, Michael. Out in Chicago, Chicago's Progressive Talk. Hi, Lucas.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, good.
I kind of laugh about this. I think you should just smile and nod your head. I don't think it's even worth dealing with. I called in last week, and I'm gonna stick with what I said before. I don't even watch mainstream news, CNN. Any of those guys, Fox News especially, I think they're scared. I think that they see that these progressive talk show hosts especially have a connection with the real people of the United States and represent what they think way more than these corporate moneymakers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, thumbs up to you.
Yeah, well, thank you. And it is interesting because it does seem that they are getting more and more outrageous and feel maybe that they have to be more and more outrageous in order to get viewers and in order to score a point. I don't know. I don't know about you. I'm kind of looking forward to seeing what Lou Dobbs has to say today. I mean, he's already called me a propagandist. He's already called me a Trotskyite. He's already said I'm left of Stalin. I don't know what more he can say, but I know I want to talk to Mike Sullivan about health care reform, and we'll do it next.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Ready for some good news on the housing front? Here it is. Right now is a great time to refinance your mortgage and lower your monthly payments with Quicken Loans. In fact, it may be the best opportunity to refinance you'll ever have. 30-year mortgage rates are as low as 5.375%, APR 5.476%. That means now is a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-719-7422. We're America's number one online lender for a number of very good reasons. Our quick and easy online process. Pre-approval in minutes. Get to closing in less than half the time of most other lenders. And if you're interested in purchasing, rates as low as 5.375% on a 30-year fixed make it the best buyer's market in decades. To learn more, give us a call today at 800-719-7422.
9974 to experience the Quicken Loans difference for yourself. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-719-7422. That's 800-719-7422.
760 Progressive Traffic.
Things still looking pretty decent on the highways around town. The heaviest jams right now, southbound 25. Up in Thornton, 104th down to 84th. Heavy there. One crash near Old Stapleton. It's on Quebec, just north of I-70 there by Dick's Sporting Good Fields. Rest of the drive looking pretty darn good for us. Your forecast, sunny with a high of 88 degrees. Tomorrow, highs in the lower 90s. Same on Sunday with a high of 92, but a slight chance for afternoon thunders. Now it's 57 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Ralph Schomp Mini, where every Mini Cooper includes 3 years or 36,000 miles of no-cost maintenance. Learn more at RalphSchompMini.com. That's Ralph ShopMini.com.
Hello, AM 760 listeners. It's Tom Hartman for Outdoor Kitchen. Outdoor Kitchen has everything you'll need for Colorado outdoor living. They have the largest selection of barbecue grills and grill accessories in the Rocky Mountains. And Outdoor Kitchen has a huge selection of high-quality patio furniture. Do yourself a favor this year. Stop in to see all there is to see at Outdoor Kitchen. You'll find them at I-225 and Tamarack behind Sonic. Call 303-991-9911. 303-991-9911. Or go to OutdoorKitchen.com.
The following is a public announcement. The Australian government has authorized the New York Mint to release to the public a limited number of 24-karat solid gold Australian gold koala coins at a price of $98 each. Special offers on this and other gold coins are temporarily available to the public. Due to response, please dial carefully. In times of war and economic turmoil, gold is prized, but the U.S. melted down millions of U.S. gold coins and relatively few remain. Now through an agreement with the Perth Mint, the 24-karat solid gold Australian gold koala is being released to the American public on a first-come, first-served basis at a price of $98 each. Limit 5 per caller. Again, this is a public announcement. The New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of 24-karat solid gold Australian gold koala coins, along with other temporary special offers. Limit 5 per caller. Listeners may call now at 1-800-200-7709. That's 1-800-200-7709. 1-800-200-7709.
Face it, we all want our vehicles to work. Every day, every time. So at Cottman Transmission, we deliver superior service and workmanship to get your vehicle back on the road. We also deliver convenience to make your life run smoothly. We'll pick you up and drop you off while your car is being worked on. We answer the phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you need us, we're here. Call us at 303-761-8841 for an honest quote on what you need or don't need done. Cottman Transmission, 2630 South Broadway.
The 9/11 Remembrance 5K Run Walk is Sunday, September 13th at Pioneer Pavilion in Arvada. Proceeds benefit Operation Restoration, a mental health outreach program for military veterans and their families. The community calendar at am760.net has more info.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
How about it on this Friday, August 21? 33 minutes after the hour now, this is the Bill Press Show, and we are coming to you live, coast to coast, brought to you by the Sheet Metal Workers International Association, proud sponsor of the Bill Press Show, giving a fair day's work for a fair day's pay, the men and women, great men and women of the Sheet Metal Workers Union. Find out more information at their website, smwia.org, and we welcome back to the program the president of the Sheet Metal Workers Union, the Honorable Michael Sullivan. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
All right. Always good to talk to you. I've got to say, you know, yours is not one of the bigger unions, but, boy, you guys have been showing a lot of leadership. You've been out in front leading the fight on for a very strong health care reform bill, and I want to congratulate you on that.
Well, thank you. We may be small, but we're mighty. We work hard.
it's small, but mighty. So what's your take, Mike? Do you think, you know, with all the give and take and the Republicans going basically against anything and the Democrats trying to do the right thing, but some Democrats, you know, dragging their heels on some parts of it, are we going to get a health care reform bill this year?
Well, I surely hope so. I think the dynamics are changing a bit, especially the last few days. I've seen, you know, the president.
Good or bad?
Pardon?
Good or bad, changing good direction or bad direction?
I think they're changing a little to the better. I think the president coming out and going across America and talking to people about what he wants, I think he needed to be doing that a long time ago. And I think that the realization that possibly that there isn't going to be any bipartisanship involved in health care reform is going to help make things better and get things moving along.
Well, you know, I wanted to ask you about that because I've been down at the White House the last couple of days and we've asked Robert Gibbs that question. I mean, you know, I understand why publicly they probably still have to say we'd prefer a bipartisan plan. But privately, Mike, wouldn't you agree they've got to recognize that the Republicans are really set to vote against anything Obama comes up with?
I think that's absolutely true. And I think when Republicans like Chuck Grassley say to people that, you know, this reform is going to pull the plug on grandmother,
yeah,
you know, tells what they're really up to and what they're thinking.
And when Grassley also says that he, unless most Republicans vote for it, he's going to vote against it, even if he happens to like the bill. That's not exactly bipartisanship, is it?
No, I don't see how that they can say that. You know, if you don't, even if it's a good bill and Republicans vote for it, you're still going to vote against it. That doesn't say much for you as an individual, I don't think, nor does it say much for your open-mindedness or your desire to have bipartisanship.
Now, I know that one of the things that the Sheet Metal Workers Union has been pushing very hard is the public plan option as part of health care reform. Why is that so important, and do you think we're going to get it?
Well, I think the chances are better today than they were last week, but it's important because it keeps insurance companies honest. And I think that, you know, people need that. It'll lower the cost of health insurance, not just for all of us, but for those that are uninsured, that are going to be insured. It's going to make it more workable. And I think that, you know, the key here, and I think when I realized that, was when the insurance companies were talking about, you know, how bad a public option would be, but then it came down to that they couldn't compete with a public option. Well, if you can't compete, isn't that what we're all about, competition? If you can't compete, then what happens to people who can't compete? They companies go out of business. So it says to me that the strong public option is a good thing and that it's going to help working people get a better price for their buck, get a better plan.
Now, I know that you used to run a health insurance plan, right, in Indiana before you came to Washington.
Yes.
So, I mean, you've seen these insurance companies, how they operate in terms of looking for ways to deny coverage or to limit coverage, right? That's their MO.
Absolutely. And we went to self-insurance, covering ourselves and getting a third-party administrator to do the administration of our funds. We covered our people, we gave them a good plan, and we saved 30% just right off the top in the beginning because we weren't dealing with an insurance company.
30% you were able to save?
Yes. And, you know, the thing about it is we went from a plan that had very little in reserves to $50 million in reserves in a short amount of time just by going to self-insurance.
So doesn't that make an argument, Mike, for single payer?
Well, I think so. And, I mean, if people only understood the insurance industry, you know, there's so many little things in insurance that people don't understand. For example, you know, it's not just the cost of the plan. I mean, think about this. Isn't it ironic that a portion of my premium is going to fight a strong public option, and I'm fighting myself, I'm denying myself the right because part of the profits that the insurance companies are making is going to pay for all this advertising, this false advertising.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm paying to defeat myself. It gets rather ridiculous.
Well, it does, and they've been getting away with a long time, and maybe, you know, maybe they see the end of the road, and maybe that's why they're fighting so hard. What happens, again, we're talking with the president of the Sheet Metal Workers International Association, Mike Sullivan, here on the Bill Press Show. Mike, what happens to your good members, members of other unions, who now have health insurance at the workplace, thanks to the to the leadership of the labor unions? If this bill goes through, they keep that insurance, they lose it. Is it just as good? A lot of people are asking that question.
Well, I think that if it's better, they keep what they have. And but the important thing, I think, in the end is that their cost will go down. See, in the construction industry or in our industry, you pay every hour that you work. You pay into your plan. Your employer pays into your plan on your behalf, and for every hour you work. Well, you may be putting $10, $12, $15 an hour into your health care plan. And that's so that when you become unemployed, because in the construction industry it's cyclical, mm-hmm. and when you become unemployed, you still have coverage for a period of time. You build up coverage. But the cost of that could go down from, let's say, $10 to $8 an hour, and that's two extra dollars that when that you've negotiated that you put back into your pocket that you will be paying taxes on, you know, because now you receive it as income.
And how about for the employer? I mean, I know most of your contractors are small businesses. More expensive for them, or
it becomes less expensive, and that's what this whole thing is about. The employer mandate, strong public option, those are the things that that drive down the cost that we're currently paying. I think, we can talk all day about what other countries are doing and their cost to GDP compared to ours and what we pay in health care and how much more we pay as a society than all of the other industrialized countries. It would seem to me, wouldn't we want to get into the same playing field and pay the same? It's a burden to our businesses as an export. For us to export goods, it's a burden on our business, American business, to have to pay a higher price for health care.
Now, Mike, we talked a little bit earlier about the Republicans, but, you know, the Republicans, they're a big problem, and maybe we'll never get them. But another problem is in the House of Representatives, for sure, these so-called blue dog Democrats, a lot of them from the South, who are opposing many key elements of the president's plan, including the public plan option. What's your take on these blue dog Democrats?
Well, I don't understand it. We've donated more to conservative Democrats than any other group. Working people have, our union people have, not just through their political action contributions, but through their personal contributions, also through the time and that they spend going out and working for them. And they've made a promise that they'd be with us when we needed them. We need them, and we expect them to live up to their promise, to keep their promise. They need to stay with working people and poor Americans when things are tough, not just when things are good. And things are tough now. They need, you know, American people and the public need a good health care bill, and they need to take a hard look at that. That was their promise, and we expect them to keep it.
Well, you know that you were there for them in 2008, and you know damn well they're going to be back to you in 2010 when they're running for re-election. If they oppose this health care reform plan, what's your answer?
My answer is you know, where were you when we needed you? Sorry, you know, sorry, Charlie.
No contributions to these Blue Dog Democrats who oppose health care reform?
None. And we've taken that position. You know, we've taken the position that while this is going on, we're not making any contributions. We've asked other labor unions to do the same. No political contributions until we find out which side they're on, and then we make our decisions after this is all finished. We're using the money right now that we would be giving to our friends or our so-called friends,
yeah.
and using that to educate the public and educate our members on this legislation.
Well, again, you've been out in the leadership on this issue, doing a great job, Mike Sullivan. Thank you so much for all of that, thank you for joining us again here on the Bill Press Show.
Thank you.
All right, great, Mike. Have a good weekend. Talk to you again soon. Mike Sullivan, president of the Sheet Metal Workers Union, saying when the Blue Dog Democrats come knocking on their door for 2010. Nobody home, Charlie. Where were you when we needed you?
This is the Bill Press Show.
Men and women, if you've got 10 to 30 pounds or more to lose, please listen carefully. Guys, many of us tend to overeat. We eat too much red meat, fast foods, and processed foods. This keeps the belly flabby and keeps our bodies overweight. Ladies, have you ever said, I feel fat today? Or do you have this bloated feeling? And how many of you have been trying to lose the same 10 to 20 pounds for years? There's a healthy and faster way to lose weight than any diet pill. It's called EverCleanse, a clinically proven weight loss and detox formula that helps you lose weight and get rid of the 5 to 25 pounds of waste that some experts say is trapped to the colon walls like spackle or paste. 2 weeks of EverCleanse may be equal to months of dieting. It's simple, too. Natural, tasteless crystals that dissolve in any food or beverage. EverCleanse will flatten out your midsection, reduce love handles, and bellies and bloating have been disappearing in just days. You see, EverCleanse gets rid of the weight you can't take off by exercising or starving yourself on a diet. And it's not something you have to take for the rest of your life. Call now to receive a very special offer.
Call 800-592-5157. Ask about a free supply. 800-592-5157. That's 800-592-5157.
Your signature card opens doors with special offers and upgrades at leading hotels, resorts, and cruises around the world. Plus, receive special savings from many of your favorite travel providers. For the most current offers, visit Visa.com/signature. More people go with
right shoulder northbound Quebec just after I-70 and an injury crash Highway 119 and 30th Street there in Boulder. Your forecast, mostly sunny and warmer with highs pushing into the upper 80s. Right now we're at 57 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like you to call for your free consultation. 1-800-300-3389. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Find out how we can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-300-3389. 1-800-300-3389. 1-800-300-3389.
Hi, I'm Nancy Gallo. My family has always loved red wine, but now we have even more of a reason to enjoy it because research suggests that an ingredient in red wine called resveratrol could actually help you live longer, despite your diet or lifestyle. The only problem? You'd have to drink 278 glasses of red wine to achieve any health benefits. So while I love red wine, I take Venitrol to get the resveratrol I need. You see, each capsule of Venitrol has the anti-aging benefits of 278 glasses of wine without the alcohol.
As a special offer to this station's listeners, we're offering free trials of Venitrol when you call 1-800-600-6680 in the next 10 minutes.
Venitrol is all natural, and it's packed with a powerful antioxidant that could help you live 10, even 20 years longer, despite your diet. So drink red wine with your dinner, but take Venitrol for your health.
For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-600-6680 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-600-6680.
Here, AM.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Replace a Lens, a proud supporter of AM 760 Radio. Why not recycle and reuse your eyeglass frames by simply replacing your lenses? Other retailers want you to spend more by buying new frames and lenses. Go lab direct with Replace a Lens for the lowest price in town on lenses and eyewear. Tell Replace a Lens you heard this ad on AM 760 and get single vision lenses for $30 a pair, bifocals for $40 a pair, and progressive no-line bifocals for just $50 a pair. Replace a Lens is located in Denver on the southwest corner of Iliff and Trenton, just east of Quebec. Call 303-752-1234 or go to replacealens.com. Progressive lenses at progressive prices for progressive listeners. Replace a Lens, 303-752-1234. That's 303-752-1234 or replacealens.com.
Obama, number five.
The implication they draw is this guy ought to be picked up because he was never naturalized and therefore he's in the country illegally. Where are you on that one?
Well, I would like the president to produce his birth certificate.
God, yeah, Chris Matthews on Hardball. Yeah, by the way, when Tom DeLay's on Dancing with the Stars, is he going to dance to Jailhouse Rocks? Is that okay? Moving right along, Congressman Anthony Weiner from New York, he's for the public plan option. When President Obama says, well, he might be willing to give it up, Weiner says he feels like he's been thrown under the bus.
Number four.
Some of us who have gotten roughed up pretty good at town hall meetings and stuck in there because we believe in this now kind of feel like we have a tire track on our chest where the bus that rolled over us is.
Yeah, indeed. And speaking of town halls, man, whatever you do, don't take on Barney Frank at a town hall or you'll get fired back at.
Number three.
When you ask me that question, I am going to revert to my ethnic heritage and answer your question with a question. On what planet do you spend most of your time?
Yeah, what about adultery? What about cheating on your wife? Well, if you're a Democrat, it's bad. If you're a Republican, that's okay. John Ensign.
Number two.
President Clinton, first of all, he was president, and he stood right before the American people, and he lied to the American people. You know, you remember the famous day that he lied to the American people, plus the fact that I thought he suborned perjury.
Ah, I see. Okay, so if you're a Republican and you live in the Republican prayer house down on C Street, it's quite all right. And, yes, finally, I am the center of the universe when it comes to Lou Dobbs.
Number one.
Also, this one from Bill Press. He's tweeting on Twitter.com saying, unbelievable, Obama still seeks bipartisan bill. What's he smoking? Bill Press, I mean, you know, this is one of the legendary journalists, at least in his own mind. You probably don't know who he is. He's just one of my fleas that I have to deal with from time to time. But what a, you know, he thinks he's some sort of, I don't know. He's more of a, what would you say? Is he a Trotskyite or is he a Stalinist? What is he? He's a little left of Stalin, I think. My God, what is, anyway.
Well, let me just say this about that. I would not go so far as to say I am a legendary journalist, although I think I'm a hell of a lot better journalist than Lou Dobbs. But I definitely am not one of Lou Dobbs' fleas. Okay, let me just state that flat out. Oh, what a joke! What a joke! What a joke! All right, hey, one other little bit of one other item in the news that you may not have come up with. I think this is a lot of insights into the Bush administration and the way they handled things, and particularly the so-called war on terror. Former Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge is out with a new memoir. He's also former governor of Pennsylvania, you recall. And in his memoir, he writes, you know, the Bush administration came up with this phony baloney system of color codes for terror alerts, right? We're either green, low, blue, guarded, yellow, elevated, orange, high. That's where we are now. High. Or red, severe, and nobody knows what you do in any of those things. But Tom Ridge says that he actually, when he was Homeland Security Secretary, was ordered by the White House to raise the terror level alert just before George Bush's reelection in 2004, just before the election, to get people scared. I asked Robert Gibbs about that yesterday.
Tom Ridge has a new memoir out in which he says that just before President Bush's re-election in 2004, he was asked to raise the color code alert, which he was sure was politically motivated, and he almost resigned over it. And he thought, we haven't had one. Well, alert. You don't know they're there unless you go to the airport and you see what it is. Any thought on the administration's part of just junking that whole system?
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that Secretary Napolitano is evaluating the system and its use, and obviously... just as I said earlier about political decisions or things like that, that decisions regarding the terror threat should be made based on the rise and fall of that threat, not based on anything else.
Color codes will soon disappear, and I'll be back with a parting shot.
The Bill Press Show continues.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
You. You've heard the news. Insurance companies are trying to kill President Obama's health care reform plan. So it's time to fight back. Hi, this is Bill Press for the Patriot Majority. Real health care reform must do three things. One, have a public option that provides competition to private insurers. This will keep costs down for millions of families. Two, have an employer mandate so that all employers provide affordable coverage. And three, real reform will not tax health care benefits. Yes, insurance companies are spending millions to kill health care reform, and you know, if insurance companies stay in charge, they can deny you coverage, drop your family, and raise your premiums. So call your senator, member of Congress today at 202-224-3121. Tell them it's their patriotic duty to support health care reform with one, a strong public option, two, an employer mandate, and three, no tax on health care benefits. Again, that's 202-224-3121. For more information, go to patriotmajority.us or to my website, billpressshow.com, paid for by the Patriot Majority.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
I bet you knew that fish oil is good for your heart, skin, joints, even memory and focus. But did you also know it's good for your wallet? That's right. Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products, and I've authorized giving away a risk-free trial of our Omega Berry fish oil with vitamin D and acai to anyone and everyone who calls now. Discover the miracle of fish oil for your skin, joints, focus, and heart health. To find out how to get your free trial, call now, 1-800-700-1392. It's pharmaceutical grade, it's ultra pure, and our formula offers up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, so you know you're making a great choice. Isn't it time you tried something that was great for your body and your wallet? Try it before you buy it, and I'll send you my new book, The Best Kept Secrets to Healthy Aging. The number for your free trial and free book is 1-800-700-1392, but you have to call now. 1-800-700-1392. 1-800-700-1392.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Friday, August 21, my parting shot for today, well, call me a contrarian, but you know, anytime everybody agrees on something, I tend to go the other way. Like today, all the outrage over Scotland's release of convicted Lockerbie terrorist Abdel Basset al-Megrahi. Maybe Scotland did the right thing, after all. Consider two things. One, as evil as the blowing up of that airliner was, the original court never really proved that al-Megrahi had anything to do with it. His alleged partner was actually acquitted. And the evidence against al-Megrahi was so thin, he was sentenced to only 27 years for killing 270 people. In fact, Israeli intelligence officials insisted from the beginning that Iran, not Libya, was behind the bombing, but nobody would listen to them. Now we'll never know the truth. Consider, too, that al-Megrahi has terminal prostate cancer. All the doctors say he's only got 3 months max to live. That may not mean anything here, but it does in Scotland. Which should serve to remind us, every other industrialized nation has outlawed the death penalty. Every other allows consideration of compassion, not the United States. There are, in other words, many nations more civilized than we are. All right, that wraps it up for the week. President Obama off to Camp David today and to Martha's Vineyard on Monday. You have a good weekend, too. We'll see you on the radio on Monday.
This is the Bill Press.
Let's get through these rough times together. And I'm doing my part, offering you our Liberty Bell Freedom Bundles at even lower prices than ever before. Hello, I'm Tom Martino, and I'm proud of this special introductory offer that will save you more than $500. Now you can get phone service, high-speed internet, and digital TV with free installation. It's the same high-quality service you've come to expect from my company, Liberty Bell, where you're never just a number. This is the lowest price, best bundle we've ever offered. And remember, with Liberty Bell, there are no 200-word disclaimers, no complicated bills, just plain good service at low prices. Liberty Bell, your only true local company, all Colorado-owned and operated. Call 303-BUNDLES, 303-BUNDLES, or online at 303bundles.com. That's 303bundles.com.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. After this weekend, that's it. If you don't go out soon to kick tires on a dealer's lot and get a new ride in the government's Cash for Clunkers program, it'll be too late. Reporter Pete Combs went to one showroom in Atlanta.
There's no denying the Cash for Clunkers program has been wildly popular with car buyers.
Jim Ellis overall has done over 300 between the stores in Marietta and the stores in Atlanta.
But Mark Frost, general manager at Jim Ellis Chevrolet here in Atlanta, says the government is moving at the speed of sludge when it comes to paying for the trades. Out of the more than 300 deals his company has done since the program began, Frost says Jim Ellis has been paid for just one. Pete Combs, CBS News, Atlanta.
If you've got more than a summer cold, maybe you've come down with the flu, World Health Organization officials look to the fall. They say a number of cases will rise rapidly. Jennifer Ashton, CBS News medical correspondent.
They are making these forecasts based on computer models of what we know of the behavior of the influenza virus, which is that it doubles roughly every 3 days. They seem to have information that we are not yet at the peak of transmission and number of cases.
The convicted Lockerbie bomber has been sent home to die. He arrived in Libya. Families of American victims have been voicing their outrage. And what about those in Britain? Here's CBS's Larry Miller.
Many British relatives do not believe Abdelbaset Ali al-Megrahi was guilty, and an appeal of the original verdict would have proved that. John Mosey's daughter was on the ill-fated flight.
It's a very sad day for Scottish justice. The evidence presented at that trial did not show him guilty beyond reasonable doubt.
Another British relative said the U.S. government groomed American relatives into believing Megrahi was guilty. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
First head of the Department of Homeland Security, Tom Ridge, says he never sat in on National Security Council meetings. U.S. News says in Ridge's new book, the White House pressured Ridge to raise the terror alert threat level before the 2004 presidential election.
It goes to the heart of a political debate, which is whether the Bush administration deliberately politicized the war on terror in order to scare Americans into voting Republican.
Mark Amender is CBS News chief political consultant. The recession hits the upper crust. Live to CBS's Peter King. And Peter, how so?
Well, the number of Americans worth 30 million or more dropped by nearly 25% last year, Dave. The New York Times reports a 20% fall in monthly income from stock dividends gets some of the blame. The stock market, of course, will help determine if the super rich can rebound, but so could new laws dealing with the financial crisis. And if you think what happens to them doesn't affect you, think again, the rich do pay taxes. Their incomes or lack of directly impacts public services as well as museums and schools. Dave?
On Wall Street this morning, the S&P futures are up 6. This is CBS News.
The Home Depot has a new low price on a Honeywell programmable thermostat. Just $19.98. That's almost $5 off the old price. It's also just the tip of the iceberg on the money you'll save on your energy bills when it's used properly. In fact, the money you save the first 2 months will more than pay for that Honeywell programmable thermostat you picked up for just $19.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Wow. Whoa, what is this? A trap on our front lawn?
Yeah, it's a trap. I'm going to catch that stack of money with the googly eyes right there, the money I could be saving with Geico.
But it's right there in front of you. Just get it.
Where's the fun in that? Then I wouldn't get to use these 200-pound springs or these laser sensors.
Well, it'd be a lot easier to just call Geico. I mean, it's what normal people do.
Well, then I guess I'm just more adventurous than most.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. It promises to be a difficult re-election campaign for Governor Ritter. The governor's approval rating is just 40% with a disapproval rating of 45%, and the governor's approval rating in his own party is at 64%. The public policy poll's margin of error is just above 3%. Division of Wildlife officers have killed the bear that attacked an Aspen woman in her home Monday night. Randy Hampton says they took a chance.
That hunch paid off. The bear returned to that location right around the same time that the attack took place two nights earlier.
Hampton estimates that bear weighed around 400 pounds. A woman investigators believed might have been killed in 1954 and found along a Boulder Creek has actually been living in Australia for the last 46 years. Boulder County Sheriff's officials say the woman they thought was the most likely candidate for Boulder's infamous Jane Doe murder case was located last week after a bit of dumb luck through an internet contact. Sports, Rockies get the sweep in D.C. and now begin a huge 10-game stretch against the Giants and the Dodgers. That begins with San Francisco at Coors Field tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Aaron O'Neill now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Busy ride already this morning with one big crash. It's going to slow you down if you're headed out towards the airport. Give yourself extra time or stick to these side streets. It's eastbound I-70 approaching Havana. It's got the two right lanes of the highway block there. Salabacas past Quebec. That continues to grow. It's also affecting that flyover coming off of eastbound 270 and the merge there with I-70. Traffic across Commerce City starting to slow now on the approach to Quebec. So big tie up on that I-70 stretch. Other than that, we're fighting pretty heavy delay southbound I-25, starting at 120th down to 84th, again passing downtown. And southbound 225 definitely filled in from just after Parker Road all the way down towards that Denver Tech Center merge. Slower ride now eastbound 6th Avenue from Federal to I-25. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Introducing the all-new Chevy Equinox. With an EPA-estimated 32 mpg highway and up to 600 highway miles between fill-ups, it's the most fuel-efficient crossover on the highway. Go to Chevy.com/Equinox. Based on GM compact crossover segment, excludes other GM vehicles.
I'm now hearing from consumers who've been using Leptothin with great results, losing 30 pounds or more by using Leptothin consistently twice a day for 60 days. So I asked the manufacturer to extend its money-back guarantee from 30 to 60 days because I want people to give it time to work. Leptothin addresses weight loss on a cellular level. It controls hunger and cravings and revs up your fat burning. Nothing like it is available in stores. Call now 800-700-DIET, 800-700-DIET, or gogetthin.com.
Really progressing.
We progressive.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I told you so, I told you so, I told you so. I just want to say it again. Damn it. I told you so. What am I talking about? Did you hear the news about Tom Ridge, former Homeland Security Secretary? Saying he's got a new book coming out. The big story, you heard it in the national news just now. The big story, Ridge saying that he was pressured to issue terror warnings based on the Bush administration's political calculations leading up to the election. Now, why do I say I told you so? In September of 2004, myself and my friend Judd Legum at the Center for American Progress wrote a big cover story for The Nation magazine called Vote for Bush or Die. And I'm going to read you, one of the lead lines from that piece. Mounting evidence indicates that the timing and substance of the government's terror warnings are being driven in part by political considerations. And we went through and made our case looking at all of the empirical evidence. And our piece came out and was largely ignored by the traditional media. And at times we were made fun of as conspiracy theorists. Even though, of course, we had confirmed all of what we reported. And now, 5 years later, it's big news that Tom Ridge has said, yep, you know what? Yeah, people like that, yeah, they were right. They were actually right. So I just wanted to get that off my chest. I told you so, I told you so, I told you so. We'll have John Turk link the story, Vote for Bush or Die, at our website, www.am760.net. We'll link it up there in the next couple minutes. But I just had to get that off my chest. And, you know, I feel no great triumph in this. I'm really pointing this out, honestly, to indict the media, the traditional media, that it seems that when progressives report anything, no matter how well-grounded, no matter how well-sourced, it's completely ignored. And Mark Amender at the Atlantic, who was quoted in that national news story, he had written on his blog that the media largely ignored progressive activists in the Bush era and trusted the government far more than those who were questioning the government. It's a pretty sad commentary on the state of journalism. And I just had to get that off my chest, because I remember working on that story and reporting it and being criticized for it. And, you know, I told you so. All right, let's do our news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
All right, we'll start with national news. Obviously, healthcare continues to be in the news. President Obama said Thursday that he would, quote, love to have more Republicans engaged in the healthcare negotiations underway in Congress, but expressed doubt that a bipartisan compromise could be reached because he suspected the party's leadership was intent on defeating his signature domestic priority. So Obama saying that he now believes that the Republican leadership will vote against almost anything, if not everything, that he proposes on health care. Now, as I told you, Tom Ridge, the first Secretary of Homeland Security, asserts in a new book that he was pressured by top advisors to President George W. Bush to raise the national threat level just before the 2004 election in what he suspected was an effort to influence the vote. After Osama bin Laden released a threatening videotape 4 days before the election, Attorney General John Ashcroft and Defense Secretary Don Rumsfeld pushed Mr. Ridge to elevate the public threat posture, but he refused, according to his book. New Washington Post ABC poll shows President Obama's approval rating still at 57%, pretty high, but that there is the country is fairly divided on the healthcare question, still a majority supporting a public option. Interestingly, the Post's poll phrased the question about the public option without using the word choice. It didn't say, would you support a public option choice among other private insurance options? Still, the Post poll still showed a majority of people supporting the public option, even not using that choice language. But the Rasmussen poll that came out a day later, which did use the word choice, found 77% of the public supports a public option choice in healthcare. Unfortunately, the Washington Post reports that Senate healthcare negotiators agreed late Thursday to ignore the pressure for the public option and keep working towards a bill that would not have a public option in it. More national news here. So Tom Ridge is everywhere. I keep coming up on his he's all over the news right now. But also, this piece of news is buried under the Ridge news. Pelosi, no bill without a public option. Foreshadowing a House-Senate showdown, Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Thursday there is no way the House can pass a health care bill without the public option. Speaking at a news conference in San Francisco, Pelosi told reporters that a public option will keep insurance companies honest. So as I've been telling you, this is what the ultimate debate is going to come to. You're going to have the House probably come in with a bill that has a public option, and the Senate will come into a conference committee with a bill that doesn't have a public option, and whoever blinks first will be the one that wins this debate. And the question for all of us, when you go to these town meetings, here is the question for every House member and every senator. If you really want to change the dynamic here, the question is to your member of Congress, will you vote for a health care bill without the public option? Will you vote for a health care bill without the public option? That is the most important question. The more members of Congress who say they will not vote for a bill without the public option, the better chance that there will be a public option. That is basic legislative dynamics 101. And right now, about 60 House Democrats have signed on to that pledge. And the question, especially for Democratic senators and House members, is will they take that pledge? That's the question for our Democratic House and Senate members. Will they take that pledge? Unfortunately, none of them have taken that pledge whatsoever. None of them. Not Jared Polis, not Betsy Markey, not Ed Perlmutter. Ed Perlmutter was on this show saying he doesn't know if he'll vote for a bill without a public option. And not our, of course, shocker, not our two senators. Critics of President Obama's health care overhaul, according to the Politico, are zeroing in on his senior advisor, David Axelrod, whose former partners at a Chicago-based firm are the beneficiaries of huge ad buys, now $24 million and counting, by White House allies in the reform fight. The unwelcome scrutiny, largely from Republicans, comes at an inopportune time for Obama. It revolves around two separate $12 million ad campaigns advocating Obama's health care plan that were produced and partly placed by media firms founded by Axelrod that employs his son and still owes Axelrod $2 million. So there's some questions of self-dealing there. The Hill News reports that liberal activists are pressuring Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and party leaders to crack down on renegade centrist Democrats who might block President Obama's health care overhaul. Democratic leaders should make it clear to Senators Ben Nelson, Evan Bayh, and Mary Landrieu, and other centrists, quote-unquote centrists, that they have an obligation to help the party advance a Democratic health care bill this fall, say the activists. And those that disregard the call and join in a Republican filibuster should face real consequences. And in our final national story, news of the odd, a U.S. man has been rejected in his bid to become a police officer for scoring, that's right, too high on an intelligence test. Robert Jordan, a 49-year-old college graduate, took an exam to join the New London Police in Connecticut in 1996 and scored 33 points, the equivalent of an IQ of 125. But New London Police interviewed only candidates who scored 20 to 27 on the theory that those who scored too high could get bored with police work and leave soon after the undergoing costly training. There's now a lawsuit dealing with this issue. Pretty crazy issue. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to cut this news break, this news day update, a little short. Tell you what's going on. Well, no, Turk's giving me the signal. We should not cut this news break short. We should go. Okay, I'll give you some local news update. My bad. Speaking of healthcare, we're talking about our local members of Congress on healthcare. Betsy Markey, she has a story in the, there's a story about her in the Greeley Tribune. About 150 people attended her session, her town hall meeting, the second of 12 congressional meetings that she's hosting up in Greeley. About 20 people met with Markey for 15 to 20 minutes each. Markey reiterated her support for a public option, but she says she is still against the overall health care bill. So she's trying to split the difference a little bit. Denver Post reports natural gas is taking a beating. In the past 12 months, its price has fallen 60% Demand has dropped, and the amount in storage has jumped 23% to 3 trillion cubic feet. And the Denver Post asked whether the gas glut is too much of a good thing, whether it's driving down prices too much. Denver Business Journal reports, it's not a very short list, but Denver is on it. Denver is one of 27 cities still alive as a potential site for World Cup soccer matches in 2018 or 2022 after the third elimination round by the USA Bid Committee. That would be pretty cool, actually. That would be pretty cool to have the World Cup.
No thanks.
Why?
You think so?
That'd
bring a lot of money to the city.
I mean,
I'm not a big soccer guy.
Oh, man.
I know. Soccer's like, you know, the world sport.
It's pretty cool, man. I used to not be into it.
The fans, man, are just a little too...
I know. I love it.
You like the fans?
I love it.
Oh, seriously.
I might wake up early. A friend of mine, a buddy of mine, asked me to come with him to watch a soccer match on Sunday morning, but I got to be up at like 6 a.m. to do it, and I'm up that early, of course, in the week. But apparently, it's like there's a British, I think it's the British Bulldog, or one of the bars out in up here in Denver.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, right?
And I'm not sure I can. In college, I used to be able to drink beer early in the morning every now and again, but I don't know, 7 a.m. beers. Well, we're going to be doing that next week. We got Breckenridge Brewery coming
yeah,
in. So.
I was going to say.
Yeah, so I guess.
You forget what's happening next Wednesday at
right.
9 o'clock.
That's right. We got the Breckenridge Brewery in here.
But no, soccer fans, crazy. But
totally,
you know, I like watching golf on TV, but watching soccer is like watching paint dry, so I don't
no
make a lot
way,
of sense.
No way, man. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Another listing. Denver makes the top 10 list of places to grow up. That's U.S. News and World Report's top 10 lists of places to grow up. Denver making that list, along with, among others, San Jose, California, Overland Park, Kansas, Boston, Rochester, Minnesota, Edison, New Jersey. I might call into question whether this list has any veracity. Back to politics. A new poll. Governor Ritter's approval rating is at 40%, just 40%. 40% approve of him, 45% disapprove, 14% not sure, according to that public policy polling report that came out this week. So those numbers are absolutely terrible. Fox 31 reporting, a 12-year-old gorilla briefly escaped from its enclosure at the Denver Zoo Thursday. Charlie, a male gorilla, was spotted by a keeper in a behind-the-scenes service area around 4:50 p.m., he'd apparently broken through the metal meshing of his holding area. Barnhart, the spokesperson for the zoo, said the keeper quickly followed zoo protocols and the gorilla returned to its indoor holding area within 3 minutes when the keeper opened the door for him.
I saw that monkey last week.
He looks pretty cool, actually.
All those monkeys they have are sweet, man. I remember Charlie the monkey I went to the zoo last Friday.
Yeah, he looks pretty cool. And in our final story... And we're going to get an update on this from Bob Moore, the editor of the Fort Collins Coloradan in the 8 a.m. hour. Congressional candidate Cory Gardner believes Obama, quote-unquote, is most likely a U.S. citizen. Republican congressional candidate Cory Gardner dipped his toe into the birther controversy, basically helping fuel speculation that President Obama is not a U.S. citizen. He tripped over his answers. We reported a little bit on this yesterday. He tripped over his answers and seemed to suggest that people asking the questions are right to ask the questions, putting Gardner out on the really, really right-wing fringe of the Republican Party with this. We're going to hear from Bob Moore, again, the executive editor of the Fort Collins Coloradan. He's got the audio of Gardner's answer, and he was there. And so we'll be checking in with him at 8. That is your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
All right, the open question of the morning. We're going to be talking about this, and it's a tough question. It's not as easy as you think. Do you think Colorado's House and Senate members should take a pledge to not vote for health care unless there is a public option? This is a tough question here. Ed Perlmutter came on this show and said he doesn't know whether he would vote for a health care bill without a public option, saying that maybe there's going to end up being really good things in a bill, even though if it doesn't have the public option. This is ultimately going to be the question. So where do you come down on this? Is health care reform worth passing without a public option? And should our Democratic congressional representatives here in Colorado take that pledge. None of them have taken that pledge so far. What do you think? 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. We got open lines. And check our website, www.am760.net. Turk is going to be posting this story I wrote in 2004, cover story for The Nation magazine, about how the president, George Bush, was politicizing terror warnings. That now confirmed 5 years later by Tom Ridge, who his new book says that that's actually true. And so you're going to have to check out this story. It was completely ignored, and it said all of the stuff that was reported. And you're going to be able to find that at www.am760.net. All right.
Gotta love the fear tactics by the GOP.
Well, it's all confirmed now. I mean, I guess all of us conspiracy theorists were actually
seekers,
right.
Truth seekers, Dave.
Truth seekers. Truth seekers. That's exactly right. All right, speaking of truth seekers, give us the truth on what's going on out on the roads.
Well, the truth is pretty burly if you're heading around on eastbound I-70. Got a crash up around Havana. It's blocking the right two lanes. Backups to Colorado. Also jamming up eastbound 270 from York to 70 because of that accident. And now getting reports of a crash in the opposing lane. So westbounders going to start tapping the brakes there at Peoria. Already several injury accidents out there. Let's run down the list. 88th and Wadsworth. Got one at 124th and Sable, one at 95th and Niwot. That's in the Boulder-Longmont area. Also a injury accident at Highway 119 and 30th Street in Boulder. Forecast, sunny with a high of 88. Tomorrow, highs in the low 90s. Same on Sunday with a high around 92, but a slight chance for afternoon thunderstorms. Your current downtown temperature is 58 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Shop the JCPenney biggest bonus.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, we'll help you actively oversee your overexposed identity, and you'll feel safer than you've ever felt before.
It's like my identity is swaddled in bubble wrap, then surrounded in marshmallows, which is in an armored car inside a bank vault.
With Identity Guard, you'll be able to see your important financial and personal records in just a few clicks.
If I want to click on a suspicious-looking email, that's what I'm going to do.
And if anything seems amiss, you can count on the Identity Guard professional response team to be there for you. And our $1 million loss insurance.
I feel so safe, I'm going to share my Social Security number with the world. Actually, that's a really stupid idea.
Identity management that comes with that toasty, all wrapped up in a snuggy feeling. Identity Guard. Live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
This week, with men's and women's athletic shoes starting at $39.99. Sports Authority. Dedicated to the dedicated.
Do you want to create more power and greatness for your life and career? Are you ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind? Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Get free personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process with the new Loan Coach, just one of the many innovative tools you'll find at the all-new Lending Tree. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit the all-new LendingTree.com.
Randy Rhodes.
Your bank has more information about you than your doctor does. Your employer has more information about you than your doctor does. But the beautiful thing about health care is you're protected under HIPAA, the privacy right. You know, you're not going to be able to Google Paul in Scottsdale, and I'm not going to be able to see a prostate, although I'm sure I'd love it.
Randy Rhoads Show, weeknights at 7 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. Open question of this hour. Colorado House and Senate members take a pledge not to vote for health care reform unless there's a public option. This is ultimately where the debate is going. The website firedoglake.com has raised $250,000with moveon.org for a fund to support Democratic House members who take a pledge not to vote for health care reform unless it has a public option. Do you think that pledge is a good idea? One side might say, well, look, if it's got a lot of other good things in this bill, then they shouldn't try to scuttle it just for the public option. Another side says, well, they're never going to get a public option unless there are enough Democrats who are willing to play chicken like this. And that I think that makes some sense, just in terms of legislative wrangling here. The side that says we will kill a bill unless we get certain things, that side tends to get what it wants. And for years and years and years, that side has always been the conservatives, whether the conservatives in the Democratic Party or the conservatives in the Republican Party. And I think it's time for progressives to play some hardball here, especially on a policy, the public option, which a new poll from Rasmussen says has a 77% support in the public, in the general public. So what do you think? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Gary in Denver. Gary, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Dave. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen, I think you're going to know my answer when I tell you I'm a single-payer guy. So,
well, I'm a single-payer guy, too.
Yeah, and when that was taken off the table, I was very skeptical about the government, just the government plan, but it started to make sense. I don't know how well it will work. I think it will accomplish a lot of the things that people are saying. But if we don't even have that in there, this thing is nothing but a victory for the healthcare industries who really bring nothing to healthcare other than administrative overhead.
That's right. I think that's right. And I think, you know, well, we've heard some people say, well, the bill, let's say you don't have a public option, but it would protect discrimination against people who have a pre-existing condition. Well, here's the devil's in the details, folks. I mean, that's the deal, is that, sure, they may pass a policy that says an insurance company can't deny you coverage because you have a pre-existing condition, but it's quite possible, in fact, I would bet on it, that within that bill it will allow insurance companies to say, well, we can't deny you a policy, but we can charge you a prohibitively high premium for that policy if you have a pre-existing condition. Right? The devil is always in the details here, which is why a public option is so important. A public option, at least we would know we would be getting something concrete out of this bill, instead of this bill simply being an individual mandate, which is guaranteed customers for a private insurance industry, and no real health care reform, no structural reform. And Gary, I just want to make clear, I've said this before, I'll say it again, I'm a single-payer guy too. I wrote a book back in a couple years back called Hostile Takeover, which is all about single-payer. Well, at least the chapter on healthcare was all about single-payer. So I'm with you on that. And I think the key mistake has always been not pushing for single-payer first, because had that happened, the compromise position would be the public option. Now they started out with the public option, and the compromise position is no public option whatsoever. Gary, thanks for the call.
Yeah. Okay, one more point quickly.
Oh, sure, go ahead.
And as far as these blue dog Democrats, I would like to see Ron Manuel go down and pay these guys a visit and have a little come to Jesus with them.
Yeah, well, the problem is, and I pointed this out on my blog at openleft.com, which is that there's been a double standard here. The White House at the Netroots Nation conference last week, Valerie Jarrett, the top White House official, said that there would be no punishment, no political retribution by the White House towards blue dogs on health care. And yet, a couple months ago, the Hill newspaper reported that when it came to funding for the Iraq War, when progressives in the House threatened to vote against the funding, there was very overt threats
of political retribution from the White House. So the White House, at least in its first couple of months, has shown that it's willing to play hardball, willing to make threats, but only aimed at progressives when progressives are pushing progressive policy. It's a disappointing dynamic, and it's one we got to turn around. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Denny in Boulder County. Denny, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, David.
Morning.
Hey, Rocky Mountain National Park. It's either Estes Park or Rocky Mountain National Park. Hopefully you and your wife are going to Rocky Mountain National Park.
Well, we're going to. I think we're staying in Estes Park. We're certainly going to go into Rocky Mountain National Park for sure.
Okay. Seriously consider taking the one-way road, the dirt road, Old Fall River Road from Endo Valley up to the visitor center.
It cool.
takes you through various ecosystems and quite educational, quite fun, and not crowded. Not nearly as crowded as the rest of the park.
Well, thanks for the tip, man.
And the hike to past Alberta Falls and up to, what's the lake? Mills Lake.
Alberta Great. Falls. All right, cool.
Past Alberta Falls.
Past Alberta Falls.
Mills Lake is, there's a lake immediately above it, and the only thing that keeps the lake above it is about a foot, foot and a half higher, and it's the only dam is just natural logs that are blocking the water.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate the tip, man. You want to weigh in on the healthcare thing?
Strong public option. This bill, what they've been doing, all this quote negotiations, they've just been watering down. As a progressive, I want to see a strong public option. I really want to see a single payer, you know, like Medicare. And why they decided to just throw that to the wolves and settle for less. It's just the way the White House and the Congress has handled this is disappointing. I think that none of the Colorado delegation has come out in favor of a public option. Just shows that.
Well, that's not true. That's not true. Just to make sure everyone's clear on this, you've got. The Democratic members of Congress, even John Salazar, the most conservative member of Congress, most conservative Democrat, saying that they support the concept of a public option. The question is whether they will say, we will only vote for a health care bill that has a public option in it. Meaning they have not said, none of them have said that the public option is the do or die piece of this bill. When in fact, the way I read it, it's the single most important part of this bill. Now, I know the president...
Keystone.
It's the keystone, exactly right. And I know the president has been backtracking and saying, well, it's only one sliver of the bill. That's a lot of nonsense. And you know why I know that's nonsense? Not just because I, you know, have studied the bill, and not just because it's a pretty obvious argument that you need a public option to keep the private insurance industry honest. It's because Barack Obama, the president of the United States, was saying that it was the critical part of this bill up until about a month ago. So the president is reversing himself, and the only way to change that political dynamic is to get as many members of Congress on record saying, no way, Mr. President, we are not voting for this bill unless there is a public option. Denny, thanks for the call. 736 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Do you think Colorado members of Congress should take a pledge not to vote for any health care reform without a public option? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, it's just been a miserable week of accidents for us around Denver, and this morning's no exception. Got this major crash, eastbound I-70 at Havana. Two right lanes are blocked. Backups past Colorado. Jamming folks up on eastbound 270 there, beginning at York. Now we got a center lane block, three-car accident blocking those center lanes. Southbound I-25 just after Hamden. Only the far left and far right lanes are getting through. Already seeing jams back past Yale all the way to Evans now. Four-car accident, southbound I-225 just after Mississippi. That's causing delays back around Colfax. Also some surface street issues, injury accidents at 88th and Wadsworth, 124th and Sable, 95th and Niwot, and a rollover crash, or actually an injury accident, at Highway 119 and 30th Street. Forecast today, mostly sunny, warmer with highs pushing to the upper 80s. Right now, 60 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
AM 760 is brought to you by this weekend's...
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big.
Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right so you can keep doing what you love. We are a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Is your roof, siding, or windows? Time to file your claim could be running out. Don't get scammed by out-of-town predators knocking on your door and sponging off our local economy. Call a local company that you've heard of. 3M Construction has the experience to give you a quality job and the knowledge to work with your insurance company to get your home repaired fast. Call us today, 303-774-8005. That's 303-774-8005. 3M Construction, a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
You know, I've been sick since March the 3rd. So, I'm coming to you directly from the Red Rocket, my wheelchair, and I'm in the AM 760 production room because I want to tell you about Rocky's Autos at 63rd and Federal. They have got a selection out there that is just a killer. Now, if you're thinking about buying a vehicle, I think you should comparison shop, and I think Rocky's will give you the best deal. They're open 9 in the morning until 9 in the evening. They're located at 63rd and Federal. And by the way, I got to throw in this personal note. The folks at Rockies, since I've gotten sick, have supported me 100%. And you know something? You buy a car there, they'll support you too. 63rd and Federal, Rockies Autos. J. Marvin, broadcasting live from the Red Rocket. My wheelchair, if you can believe it. And I'll be back soon.
Hi, this is Joe Sterniolo, and I've been in the financial business for 27 years, and I've never found a better time to invest and plan your estate. I'd like to reveal some hidden strategies that attorneys rarely tell you and that investment professionals may not be aware of. If you have an estate of $1 million or more, I'd like to invite you to a free seminar at my favorite restaurant in Boulder, Dolan's, on Tuesday, August 25th from 4 in the afternoon until 7:30 at night, or Wednesday, August 26th from 4 until 7:30, and both include dinner. The seminars will fill up quickly, so make your reservations right now at 303-695-4363. I will show you why you shouldn't fund your living trust. I will also demonstrate how to eliminate all estate taxes no matter what the size of your estate. I'm also going to list some great investment opportunities that are currently available. Seating is limited, so call right now for free reservations at 303-695-4363. That's 303-695-4363.
Advisory services offered through Joseph S. Sterniolo and Associates Incorporated. Securities offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated. Member FINRA SIPC. 303-695-4363.
The Home Depot has some good news for contractors. The number one name in home improvement now carries the number one name in ladders, Werner. Preferred by pros more than any other brand of ladder. Now get an 8-foot aluminum step ladder or 16-foot aluminum extension ladder for the new lower price of just $63. Werner ladders are back at the Home Depot. Things are definitely looking up. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
AutoZone. Before you take off on a summer road trip, give your engine a pick-me-up.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Adding new spark plugs can boost engine performance and improve mileage up to 30%. Right now at AutoZone, save $1.25 on Autolite Platinum spark plugs after meal and rebate. Also save on Autolite Double Platinum and Iridium spark plugs. Restrictions apply. See your AutoZone for details. Keep your car running better, longer. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
.2 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. Doug in Westminster. Doug, you're on AM 760.
My Sirota,
hey,
you
man.
Are the smartest man.
Thanks, man.
Hey, man, you called that baby back in 04 just perfect. I knew that was a big, giant lie from the regime back then.
Yeah, and I got to tell you something. I'm most pissed off that, you know, we put out this story. It was on the cover of The Nation. Nation's one of the biggest progressive magazines in the country, and it was almost completely ignored.
Like a lot of news.
Like a lot of news. And, you know, not only, and by the way, not only was it ignored, but there were a number of people who read it who accused us
of, you know, conspiracy theories, mm-hmm. this, that, and the other thing. And
how about it now?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'd like to talk to all those people who criticized me, and not only me, but all of us who said that the Bush administration was politicizing those terror warnings. I mean, if now's not the time we can say we told you so, then there never will be a time that we can say we told you so.
Yeah, well, I got a group of suckers that are the same way. I can't wait to get up in their grills. But the healthcare gig, I'm with them, option or nothing. And I was telling Turk when I called in, this is real lame to think or say, but how about if we just leave it exactly the way it is? You know, we got 14,000 people losing it a day, right?
No, I don't think it's not 14,000 people losing it a day. I haven't heard that stat.
Is that people going bankrupt because of health care?
That might be. I mean, I know we got 22,000 people, according to the Urban Institute, dying every year because they do not have access to health insurance.
Well, like I said, this is the most ignorant thing I've probably said on air, but I'd say leave it the way it is. That way we can just crush the Republic Party just... I mean, hand over fist.
You're saying leave the healthcare system the way it is because that will paint the Republicans as obstructionists.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was a story in the Washington Post about that, and that is a political strategy. No, I'm sorry, it was in the Wall Street Journal, where James Carville gave an interview saying, here's what we should do. We should push something much stronger. We should push Medicare for everybody.
That would be sweet.
And let the Republicans block it. And when the Republicans block it, then we go to voters and say, this is why you got to vote out more Republicans. Now, I like that idea, and I think the politics of it are good, but here's the thing.
The people are hurt.
Exactly. That's another, I mean, that's, let's say it takes 2 years for that process to happen, right?
I know.
That's 44,000 people that are going to die.
That's why I know it's stupid to say or think.
It's not stupid to say or think. Look. The real issue here is that this is between Democrats, right? I don't understand why we're still talking about Republicans. The Democrats have 60 votes in the Senate. They got a huge majority in the House. The idea that we're still talking about Republicans is just ridiculous. The question is, will the president force enough Democrats to vote for the right thing? Will he use his power? And the other question is, will Democrats themselves, people like our own representatives, Representative Perlmutter, Markey, Polis, Salazar, our Senators Bennett and Udall, will they take a stand saying that the public option has to be in there or their votes will not vote for a health care bill? If we get enough people to say that, then we all but guarantee a public option will be in there. If we don't get enough of them to say that, then there will be no public option. You can guarantee that. Doug, thanks for the call, man.
Have a good weekend.
All right, you too.
All right, man.
Ralph in Colorado Springs. Ralph, you're on AM760.
Yeah, Dave. I guess my comment, first of all, I don't think there should be anything without a public option as a minimum. But my comment is follow the money. I mean, you've already got a bill that's got everything that the health insurance industry wants. And I think the frame is wrong to talk about health care. We should be talking about health insurance because that's what the industry is about.
I think that's right. I mean, I think you're right about that. And I will fault myself at times for falling into that trap. You're absolutely right. We are talking about health insurance reform, and it's a tragedy that we're not talking about health care reform. And I think people who support a single payer system I use the word we because that's what I'm for. We are talking about actual health care reform. But right now the debate, you're completely right, is about health insurance reform.
And the question then becomes, do you think that if the insurance company is for whatever health insurance reform is in the bill, that they're not going to benefit and we're not going to get screwed?
Well, you know, I agree with you, and I agree in the sense that I say this often, that when I used to go to baseball games with my dad, when the ball was hit, my dad would say, don't watch the ball, watch the outfielders, because mm-hmm. you can tell if the ball is, where the ball is going mm-hmm. by the outfielders. And because, you know, you'll hear a crack of the bat and you say, oh, it's going to go out of the park. And then the outfielder, you know, starts moving in and, you know, it's not going out of the park. And it's the same thing in politics, right?
Right.
You don't watch what the proponents of the bill are saying. The first and best indicator of whether the bill is real reform or not is to watch the opponents of the bill, and that specifically the industries, not the political opponents, not the Republican right. opponents who have just a partisan interest in hurting President Obama. You look at the stakeholders, the financial stakeholders in the current system, and see how they're reacting. And you're absolutely right. If the pharmaceutical industry and the insurance industry are not opposed in some way to this bill, then you better believe that this bill preserves the status quo that they're making so much cash off of.
That's, or even improves the status quo for them.
Or even improves the status quo for them, which, of course, does not improve the status quo at all for us. Hey, thanks for the call.
Right on.
7:48 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. We got this major accident, single-digit speed, southbound I-25 from around Colorado, even past there up to Hamden, where we have accident, multi-cars blocking the four right lanes. Again, it's just after Hamden, only the far left lane now getting through. Hamden is jammed trying to access southbound I-25 as well for both those east and westbound approaches. They did just clear that crash eastbound I-70 at Havana, but still seeing some really heavy backups. Also had a crash in the opposing lanes there on the westbound side. Eastbound 270, stop and go from York to 70 due to that earlier accident. Got a four-car crash, southbound I-225, south of Mississippi. Also a rollover accident, 124th and Sable. A new one, westbound Evans at I-25. Injury accidents, 88th and Washington, 95th and Niwot there in the Boulder-Longmont area. And also another one in Boulder Highway 119 at 30th Street. So just a complete mess out there. Your forecast today, sunny, high of 88. Tomorrow, highs in the low 90s. Same on Sunday. We should reach around 92 degrees with a slight chance for afternoon thunderstorms. Your current downtown temperature, 60 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Ever seen art with an attitude? Come to the 5th annual Best of Mile High Bike Show.
Attention Northern Colorado. Join Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts, Wednesday, September 9th at 6:30 p.m. in Loveland at the Addison Avenue Credit Union for a solar community event. Learn how to use rebates and incentives to save up to 60% on solar. Save even more when you join with your neighbors to create a solar community. Visit solarips.com/Loveland today to RSVP or call 303-443-0115. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts.
...8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
The Home Depot has a new low price on a Honeywell programmable thermostat. Just $19.98. That's almost $5 off the old price. It's also just the tip of the iceberg on the money you'll save on your energy bills when it's used properly. In fact, the money you save the first 2 months will more than pay for that Honeywell programmable thermostat you picked up for just $19.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
7:51, now's the time we talk to Presidential Brokers. You can reach them at 303-694-1600. Again, 303-694-1600. Mike Spear at Presidential Brokerage, back from vacation, checking in with us as he does every day at this time. Mike, what do you got for us today?
Hey, David, how are you?
I'm doing well. You had a good vacation?
I did, thanks. Yeah, I enjoyed a nice week down in Costa Rica.
Excellent.
My daughter.
Oh, that's fantastic, man.
Little father-daughter trip there, pal.
That's good.
Yeah, we've got an up market today, David. That makes 4 days in a row. The Dow is up 43 points. The NASDAQ Composite's up 6 and change. The S&P is up 6 and change. The Russell, a.k.a. the Marvin, is almost up 1%, up 5.6 points. So a good day for the Russell and small caps. Ben Bernanke will be speaking at his conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming right now. The name of his speech is Reflections on a Year of Crisis. So he'll be talking about everything that's gone on in the last year, economically speaking, in the U.S., and I think it'll be terribly interesting, but then I'm kind of boring. Also, we're going to get not as interesting as you, David, that's for sure. We're going to get existing home sales in about 6 minutes for July, so we'll see how existing homes, that's used homes, if you will, how they've been selling or sold in the month of July. So that'll give us a tip. And then next week, a couple of those housing reports due out, too. So that'll give us a tip. So give us a call if you need help at Presidential Brokerage. We'll help you with investing. 303-694-1600. It's a free consultation. Well worth the money.
Again, the number is 303-694-1600. 303-694-1600. Give Mike and the team at Presidential Brokerage a call. Mike, it's good that you're back. I'll talk to you next week, man.
Appreciate it, Dave. Good to hear your voice.
Breaking news. The IRS announced that their settlement divisions will now grant more leniency to help Americans who cannot pay the IRS. This is an unprecedented opportunity for anyone who owes back taxes. The CBS Evening News and the Wall Street Journal interviewed Nationwide Tax Relief for this story. Here is Nationwide's founder and CEO, Richard Boggs.
This leniency announcement is the biggest news out of the IRS in 10 years. Our clients owe $20,000 to $200,000. Some owe several million. And tax debt reductions right now in the 50 to 90% range are not unusual when you have the history and the relationships with the IRS like we do. My staff of tax attorneys can now get better settlements for more clients than ever before. The IRS will discontinue this leniency program. Anyone who's been procrastinating about their IRS problem just got very lucky.
Call Nationwide for your free confidential consultation at 800-650-1540. That's 800-650-1540. 800-650-1540 now.
In clinical studies, consumers purchasing a new car from typical dealerships experience side effects such as headache, fatigue, and indigestion due to dorky sales guys. Dizziness also resulted from complicated financing plans. Consult with Flatiron Subaru in Boulder to avoid these symptoms and see if a new Subaru is right for you.
Thinking of getting a Subaru this month? Don't miss our A Lot to Love event through August 31st. Flatiron Subaru, east of Foothills and Arapahoe in Boulder.
.754 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Do you think Colorado's congressional delegation, and it's specifically its Democratic congressional delegation, should take a pledge to not vote for any health care bill without a public option? 303-713-7600 is the number. Dave in the tech center. Dave, you're on AM 760.
Morning, Dave. This is Mark from Denver.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mark. I apologize.
No worries. Hey, I got a couple points. I'll rifle through them and then let you answer. First of all, the two callers ago saying that nobody should vote for it and try to blame the Republicans for it. I think the American people are smart enough to realize that the Democrats have majorities in everything they need to pass any legislation they want, whether it's bipartisan or not. So if something doesn't go through, that's the Democrats' problem.
I agree with you. I absolutely 100% agree that whatever happens or doesn't happen is the Democrats' fault or triumph. That is absolutely, that is mathematically true.
Yes. Okay, so, and I think I have a solution to the health care problem.
Fire away.
Okay. Number one, and I know as a conservative, I don't agree with all the things, but it's better than government run. So number one, you do something along the terms, the lines of tort reform. If you don't do tort reform, you say if you have a frivolous lawsuit, whoever files that suit has to pay triple the other people's legal costs.
Well, I mean, I think that we can look at certain ways of reforming our legal system, but what really makes absolutely no sense to me is that conservatives seem to believe that this would be a solution, or that this is even a part of the healthcare problem. When you look at the states that have literally capped damages in medical malpractice cases, those states, the healthcare premiums have risen faster than the states that have not done that. You also have a Congressional Budget Office report that came out that said even if you did exactly what the Republicans have always been calling for, which is almost to effectively eliminate people's legal rights to deal with malpractice, even if you do the most draconian thing, it will save almost no money. And the reason is it's very easy to understand the reason. The people who want caps on medical malpractice awards are insurance companies that don't want to pay out damages. And so all that they've done in the states that have capped those awards is simply pocket the difference, right? If you used to have to pay out on average X amount in damages, and the law says that now you only have to pay out Y amount, the insurance industry hasn't lowered its malpractice premiums, which hasn't And that the whole theory is they'll lower their malpractice insurance premiums, and that will lower health care costs. Well, they haven't lowered their malpractice insurance premiums. They simply pocketed the difference. So I don't really understand how conservatives can argue with a straight face that quote-unquote tort reform has anything to do with health care reform when the overwhelming evidence says that it has nothing to do with it. Nothing. Yeah.
I respectfully disagree. So, my
why do you disagree? I'm giving you the data.
Well, because I am friends with many doctors, and it's not necessarily the lawsuits that affects the doctors, although it does. It's that people, even if you don't follow standard of care, they refuse to do what they're supposed to do, and then they threaten the doctor with a lawsuit. So the doctor has to get an attorney for a couple thousand
dollars. Yeah, but here's the thing. When they've capped these awards, the premiums and the health care costs have not gone down. So the empirical evidence says that you are wrong. Sorry, that's the empirical evidence. All right, stick around. We'll talk to Bob Moore after the break.
Comcast presents Faster, Better Internet, FBI.
Officers Ben Stein and Shaquille O'Neal, come in. Where are you guys?
Chief, we're in hot pursuit. It's a fantastic new HD triple play offer from Comcast.
Digital cable with free HD, unlimited nationwide calling, and not only high-speed internet,
but faster, better internet.
For only $99 a month for the first 12 months.
Now, can you dig that?
It's highly diggable.
Yes, it is, Ben. Yes, it is.
Call 1-800-COMCAST now and get the new Comcast Faster Better Internet HD Starter Triple Play Offer, all for only $99 a month for a year. Plus, with a sure price guarantee, pay only $109 a month your second year, an additional savings of up to $240 a year. But this offer ends August 23rd, so call 1-800-COMCAST now. Plus, ask how you can get a speed upgrade.
Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. One-year contract required. Early termination fee applies after year two. Regular rates apply. Equipment installation taxes, franchise, and phone fees extra.
Releasing to the public a limited number of 24-karat solid gold Australian gold koala coins, along with other temporary special offers. Limit 5 per caller. Listeners may call now at 1-800-200-7709. That's 1-800-200-7709. 1-800-200-7709.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Dave Barrett. The warning from the World Health Organization. Step it up, governments around the planet, to deal with this fall's expected H1N1 flu outbreak. In the U.S., correspondent Peter King says a lot is being done.
As the flu season hits up, businesses and schools are gearing up. Melody Silverstein is HR director for Woodruff Sawyer Insurance in San Francisco.
If someone's sick, they should stay home. If someone thinks they've been exposed, they should stay home and work from home.
Here in Florida, kids go back to school starting next week. Florida hospital nurse Janice Martinez says the districts are sending home letters to parents about symptoms.
If the children are developing anything like this, get them in to see a pediatrician as soon as possible.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
The Department of Education says college students who get sick should simply stay away from classmates for 24 hours after a fever breaks. Officials say if you're lucky enough to have a private dorm room, you could have a flu buddy deliver meals to you and get notes from professors sent as well. Some downtime is on the agenda, but till then, the president has stayed focused on his number one issue.
President Obama has given health care reform one more push before heading off on vacation later today.
We are not going to give up now.
A rally with supporters yesterday showed one issue continues to dominate the debate.
One of the options will be a public option, because we think that potentially could be a better deal for consumers. But nobody's going to force you into that option.
Congress is still searching for the best approach to reforms. Key members of the Senate Finance Committee hope to finalize a plan by mid-September. Peter Mayer, CBS News, the White House.
Final weekend for car buyers to get in on the cash for clunkers rebates at a Chevy dealership in Kenmore, New York.
Our individuals will be working extended hours on Saturday and Sunday, and starting at 5 a.m. on Monday.
Dwayne Paddock says the government plan has been beneficial.
It's created sales tax revenue. It certainly has increased the spirits of all dealers that I've talked to, just feeling like we're getting back in business here.
Nationwide, about a half million sales resulted from cash for clunkers. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 92 points. Afghan President Hamid Karzai and challenger Abdullah Abdullah both claim they got enough votes in yesterday's presidential election to avoid a runoff We'll know the results in about 2 weeks.
The vote count begins.
The ballots are going to be collected up by the Afghan security forces. They will be delivered to central locations.
Captain Paul Shepard says it will be an Afghan operation watched closely by U.S. forces.
We'll do our best to make sure that those convoys are secure.
Preliminary results could still be days away because so many of these ballots are coming from remote areas. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Logar Province.
Goodbyes today to a talent who's a member of the National Inventors Hall of Fame and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. A viewing and memorial service today for Les Paul, the guitar pioneer. He died last week. He jammed for many of his 94 years. This is CBS News.
The Home Depot has a new low price on a Honeywell programmable thermostat. Just $19.98. That's almost $5 off the old price. It's also just the tip of the iceberg on the money you'll save on your energy bills when it's used properly. In fact, the money you save the first 2 months will more than pay for that Honeywell programmable thermostat you picked up for just $19.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm the foreman of a construction company. We just added Aflac as one of the benefits we provide for our employees. At no direct cost to the company, Aflac makes our foundation of benefits even stronger. My crew is so happy with Aflac, they're going on and on about it.
For more information, call 1-800-99-AFLAC or go to AflacForBusiness.com. American Family Life Assurance Company at Columbus. Aflac, we've got you under our wing.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Governor Ritter's looking for places to cut the state budget, and one part of his plan includes releasing inmates from prison early, saving some $19 million. The Denver Post reports those released early will be within 6 months of getting out anyway, but some worry about where those released early will find jobs in a tough economy. Denver's mayor says he continues to work on bridging a $120 million budget shortfall. John Hickenlooper expects to have a budget balancing plan in a few weeks.
Trying to continue to reorganize and find efficiencies in our government agencies and deliver the same services with less people spending less money.
The mayor says he's trying to avoid layoffs. He says people losing their jobs hurts the economy with a snowball effect. And Division of Wildlife officers have killed the bear that attacked an Aspen woman in her home Monday night. Randy Hampton says they took a chance.
That hunch paid off. The bear returned to that location right around the same time that the attack took place 2 nights earlier.
Hampton estimates that bear weighed around 400 pounds. Sports: Rockies get the sweep in D.C. and begin a huge series tonight against the Giants at Coors Field. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. Now Aaron O'Neill with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We've got a major traffic alert if you're getting onto southbound I-25, making the trip into the Denver Tech Center. There is a huge crash just south of Hampden that's blocking 4 out of 5 lanes. In fact, only that far left lane is sneaking through. This is southbound south of Hampden. Your backups start at the Washington Street Bridge, and right now, sitting at about an hour drive, heading from downtown into the Denver Tech Center. It's going to be one of those mornings you want to stick to the side streets. It's also affecting Hampden, both directions, people scrambling to try and hit those side streets off of Hampden. Good area to avoid altogether. Got another huge accident, southbound 225, approaching Islip. This is a four-car crash. The left lane is blocked there. Stop and go speed starting from Colfax. Cleared up an earlier wreck eastbound I-70 approaching Havana. That's still a struggle from Colorado Boulevard on over. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Spend a little time, save a lot on gas. Call Rider Rangers at 303-458-POOL or visit drcog.org for a free list of carpool partners or van pools in your area. That's drcog.org or 303-458-POOL.
The Home Depot has a new low price on a Honeywell Pro.
New or used, you'll find the best pricing, financing, and service for your Chevy Silverado at Purefoy Chevrolet, the best Chevy dealer in the Denver area. Find us at DenverSilverado.com or SilveradoDenver.com. No matter how you spell it, it's PurefoyChevrolet.com.
It's football season.
Well, win or lose, you still gotta eat. Take us tailgating.
Big Papa's Barbecue.
BBQDenver.com. BBQDenver.com. BBQDenver. BBQDenver. BBQDenver.com.
Doing your show.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hey,
8:07 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. In a minute, we've got Bob Moore, the editor of the Fort Collins Coloradan, to fill us in on Cory Gardner, the Republican congressional candidate who seemed to dip his toe into the birther controversy. But first, I just want to take 1 minute. Our last caller before the break put up an argument that we've been hearing a lot from the right wing lately. It's all over the conservative media, and what we heard was a good regurgitation of it, basically saying that the key to health care reform is quote-unquote tort reform, limiting the public's right in court to take their health care provider to court on malpractice charges. Now, I certainly think there are frivolous lawsuits out there. I'm the son of a physician. My brother is a physician. So I certainly think there are frivolous lawsuits out there, frivolous malpractice lawsuits out there. But let me just be really, really clear. The idea that this is driving health care costs up, that this is a major factor driving health care costs up, is absolutely absurd. It's almost as absurd as saying that there are death panels. A 2004 report by the Congressional Budget Office said medical malpractice makes up only 2% of total U.S. health spending. Even significant reductions would do almost nothing to curb health care expenses, the report concluded. A study by Bloomberg found that the proportion of medical malpractice verdicts among the top jury awards in the U.S. has declined precipitously over the last 20 years. A New Yorker article by Atul Gawande found that while Texas tort reforms led to a cap on awards, which led to a dramatic decline in lawsuits, McAllen, Texas is one of the most expensive healthcare markets in the country. The states that have capped in a draconian way medical malpractice have done tort reform in a draconian way. Medical malpractice premiums for doctors has actually increased faster than the states that haven't done tort reform. So the idea that this is driving healthcare costs is absurd. What this is a right-wing talking point designed to protect, you guessed it, the insurance industry. Tort reform helps the insurance industry. The insurance industry doesn't have to pay out as much in damages and pockets the difference. It doesn't lower doctors' medical malpractice insurance premiums. They simply pocket the difference. If you don't go after the insurance companies, you will not get savings. So when you hear people scream about tort reform, tort reform, tort reform, your answer should be death panel, death panel, death panel. And maybe, in addition to that, you are a freak. As you heard the caller before the break, his evidence, when I posed all this to him, when I gave all this to him, his evidence that tort reform is driving health care costs is that he has a couple friends who are doctors who say that's what's going on. We don't debate empirical facts here on this show. We debate opinions, your principles, what you think should happen. But saying that tort reform is the major driver of health care costs in this country is empirically false. Empirically false. There is not a single shred of evidence to back that up. Not a shred of evidence. And next week we'll try to get on the author of the book, The Malpractice Myth, to go further into this. I'm so sick of hearing this nonsense. And I want to reiterate, I am the son of a physician, and the brother of a physician. So I have been, in my own personal life, steeped in the debates and discussions about malpractice and lawsuits, and I have no sympathy for frivolous lawsuits whatsoever. But the idea that this is driving our health care costs, this is the main driver of high health care costs in the United States, is a friggin' lie. That's the best term I can come up to use to call it, a friggin' lie. All right, with that, speaking about friggin' lies, let's go to Bob Moore. He's the editor of the Fort Collins Coloradan. He was at Cory Gardner's town hall meeting this week. Cory Gardner, of course, the Republican candidate for the Republican nomination for the 4th District congressional race against Betsy Markey. And Bob was there at Gardner's healthcare town hall meeting, and apparently Cory Gardner either inadvertently or maybe purposefully got himself involved in this birther controversy. Bob, thanks for taking the time this morning.
My pleasure, David. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so give us the scene. How did the question of Barack Obama's birth certificate come up? What was Cory Gardner's response? There's a story in the Denver Post today saying that Gardner's comments were supposedly taken out of context. Just tell us the basics of what happened.
Sure. Gardner had a town hall meeting Wednesday night in Fort Collins, and about an hour and 12 minutes into the two-hour meeting, a gentleman in the audience got up and asked Gardner if he knew for a fact that Obama was a citizen of the United States. And it was not clear when he first asked the question what what the questioner's perspective was. It soon became evident that the questioner was a supporter of President Obama and wanted to make a point on this issue. But Gardner initially responded by trying not to answer the question, and then by trying to make a joke out of it, by saying he didn't even know if the questioner was born in the United States. But the questioner was respectful but persistent, and so that's when Gardner then made the statement that, the administration is trying to say that Obama was born in the United States. So clearly, you know, casting it's sort of that kind of wink and a nod thing, is saying, you know, I'm not saying he wasn't born in the United States, but some people are, and, you know, who knows? And it was that kind of response. And then the conversation kept going a little bit, and there was some shouts from the audience of show me the birth certificate. So it kind of got off track a little bit, but then the questioner got back on track and made some points about his belief that the Republican Party wasn't interested in the truth, and this whole birth controversy was evidence of that. And then he asked Gardner to just make a declaration that, you know, Obama was very much born in the United States just as much as Cory Gardner was, and Gardner wouldn't do that, and basically chalked it up. The whole issue of Obama's birth is just a difference of opinion that should be respected.
Let's. John Turk is telling me we have the audio on this. It's a little choppy, but let's try to play it here. Turk, go ahead.
Do you know for a fact if Barack Obama was born in the United States? I just want to know if you know that.
Again, I don't know if you were born in this country. So
I'm not the subject.
Based on what they have shown, what they have tried to say, I think the administration is trying to say that he was born in this country. I know what everybody else thinks.
It's trying to say that he was born in this country.
I know what everybody else thinks.
You know what the State Department says?
What's that?
That he's indeed was born in Hawaii, which is a state.
That's right.
All right. So there's the crux of it. And so what he's done is the idea that he said that this is what the White House is trying to say.
Right.
And that's really, you know, that's not a slip up. That is, I think you're right. I think that's what we tend to call on this show dog whistle politics. You know, hey, I can't really say that I'm with you, but I sympathize with you. And the bigger question about this in the congressional race coming up is, how much will this kind of nonsense do you think dominate or at least play a part in the debate? And whether it's the birther controversy, if you will, how beholden do you think a Republican candidate like Cory Gardner is to the fringe right side of his party? In other words, there's a school of thought out there that Cory Gardner is the kind of guy who wants to make everybody happy. And when you come into a town hall meeting, the problem is that you're going to have people, by the way, on both the right and left. On the left, you're going to have people saying that the U.S. government orchestrated 9/11. On the right, you're going to have the birthers. How, through his career and through his town hall meetings, what is your sense of his ability to be willing to take a stand that may offend some people? In this case, he didn't say, hey, the president was born in the United States, you know, I take him at his word on that. The evidence has been out there. You know, next question. How unwilling is he? How beholden is he to that part of his party?
Well, I don't know if it's that he's beholden to that part of the party, but just to set some context, there are a couple of things going on here that the audience needs to keep in mind. One, Cory Gardner's short-term purpose is to essentially clear the Republican field. Right now, he's got two potential opponents, and I really think that what the hope is that they'll be able to accomplish what Betsy Markey did in 2008, and that's to clear out any potential inter-party opposition before the primary. So he's trying to shore up his support with the base. There's another example from the town hall meeting that I'll give you that I think will go a ways toward answering your question. There was another questioner who got up and made the statement that he just read that California is going to gain 9 seats in the House after the next census because of all of the illegal aliens that live in California. Now, there are a couple of potential responses to that question. One response is, well, no, actually, California is growing at a rate slower than the rest of the nation, so they're actually slated to lose a seat in the next round of redistricting. Or you could say, yeah, we really need to do something to control the borders. Gardner chose the latter. He would not contradict patent nonsense that was thrown out there.
Total
another
nonsense.
Case that happened was another person in the audience raised House Bill 45, which is a bill introduced by Bobby Rush of Illinois that's a real strict gun control regime. It has zero co-sponsors, has not even got a hearing, is going nowhere. But there was a bunch of hooping and hollering about that, and instead of, you know, pointing out kind of the obvious that this isn't a bill that people need to be worried about, Gardner used the opportunity to sort of burnish his Second Amendment credentials. So no, he will not, or has not, in either of the two town halls I've listened to, he has not challenged some of the patent nonsense that, you're right, pops up on both sides in these kinds of forums.
We're talking to Bob Moore. He's the editor of the Fort Collins Colorado, and he was at Cory Gardner's town hall meeting this week, where Cory Gardner seemed, he's the Republican, one of the Republican candidates, or at least I think he's the only declared Republican candidate. Is that right?
No, Tom Lucero, the CU regent, is also a declared candidate.
Oh, I see.
And Diggs Brown, former Fort Collins city councilman, is on active military duty right now, but he's got a group of people who are promoting his candidacy until he gets back in November.
So Gardner is the state representative who is running in that Republican primary. And as you see, and I think you're right, Bob, that this is Cory Gardner, as you say, trying to clear the field. And when you try to clear the field in the Republican Party, it sometimes ends up becoming a competition between who can go farther and farther to the right. My last question for you is, okay, well, how much does this endanger somebody like a Cory Gardner? Let's say he is the nominee, and whether it's the birther controversy or the nonsense about undocumented workers changing the census and giving California more congressional seats, how much in general does Cory Gardner, a candidate like Cory Gardner, in trying to appease the right in a Republican primary, endanger his candidacy in a general election if he was to be the Republican nominee?
That's kind of one of those unknowable questions, but it's really interesting. And again, it gets back to the issue of him trying to clear the field. Interestingly enough, what he's trying to do here is to not be in a position in a primary where he has to move to the right to win the primary, and that could endanger his election chances. So I think he's thinking, by sort of focusing on some of these issues now and shoring up his credibility with that part of the Republican base, that if he's able to clear the field, he won't have to make statements like that, and that will benefit him well. It certainly benefited Betsy Markey in 2008 not to have to face Angie Piccioni in a Democratic primary and make statements that would have pushed her to the left. So,
of course. I mean, and maybe you don't agree with this, and it's my own editorial opinion, which is that for the most part, the competition in a Democratic primary, most of the competition revolves around taking positions that I think potentially alienate you less in a general election than the competition that happens in a Republican primary. I mean, and just as an example, the immigration issue in a Republican primary, you arguably have to alienate a lot of general election Latino voters. In a Democratic primary, you know, it's a competition for who can take a position, let's say, for single payer or against the Iraq and Afghanistan war, which are far more majoritarian positions than a lot of the positions that a Republican primary creates. But I do agree with you that on both sides, there are certain issues. The birther issue is one, the 9/11, you know, and I want to be clear, folks. I think that the government was certainly negligent before 9/11, but it's those who say that the government actually orchestrated 9/11, which is where you get into the crazy conspiracy theories. And I completely agree that the candidates have to figure out how to deal with that without potentially ruining their candidacy in the general election. And Bob Moore of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and we'll be checking in with you periodically to keep us posted on what's going on in that congressional race. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks. And for folks who want to judge the Denver Post comment that the comment was taken out of context, please go to coloradoan.com and listen to the whole 2.5-minute audio.
It's on the website?
Yep.
That's great.
It's on coloradoan.com. So have a listen.
It's www.coloradoan.com. And you should take, if you read the Denver Post piece, make sure to go up to the Fort Collins, Coloradans website. And you can also check out Bob Moore's blog there as well. Bob, thanks again.
My pleasure, David. Thanks for having me.
823 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We'll reopen the AM 760 Progressive Dojo talking about health care after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, traffic still just a nightmare, especially for folks traveling southbound on 25, trying to get into the tech center. Got this multi-car accident. Now, most of it has been cleared to the right-hand shoulder, southbound I-25, just after Hamden. Emergency crews are partially blocking the on-ramp from Hamden. Eastbound Hamden jammed back to Colorado. And all those side streets to get onto southbound I-25 are jammed as well on Evans, Yale, Colorado, even up to Bellevue. So just a booger here around the tech center due to this crash. Also got a major one on southbound 225. Just after Mississippi, as you're approaching Iliff, it's blocking the left-hand lane. Four cars involved. Stop-and-go jams back past Colfax. Also looking busy there on southbound I-25 north of downtown I-76 to Colfax. A couple other accidents. Rollover, 124th and Sable, and an accident at westbound Evans and I-25. Forecast, mostly sunny, warmer. Highs pushing into the upper 80s. Right now we're at 65 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Come into Safeway and discover 5,000 ways you can save using your...
I'm now hearing from consumers who've been using Leptothin with great results, losing 30 pounds or more by using Leptothin consistently twice a day for 60 days. So I asked the manufacturer to extend its money-back guarantee from 30 to 60 days because I want people to give it time to work. Leptothin addresses weight loss on a cellular level. It controls hunger and cravings and revs up your fat burning. Nothing like it is available in stores. Call now 800-700-DIET, 800-700-DIET, or go get Thin.com.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
The Home Depot has some good news for contractors. The number one name in home improvement now carries the number one name in ladders, Werner. Preferred by pros more than any other brand of ladder. Now get an 8-foot aluminum step ladder or 16-foot aluminum extension ladder for the new lower price of just $63. Werner ladders are back at the Home Depot. Things are definitely looking up. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
details.
Why do you make it sound like it's a dictatorship?
Universal health care is needed.
People who want to keep things the way they are.
And don't create boogeymen out there that just aren't real.
And really, I think everybody's opinion counts.
Your thoughts.
Have a voice on AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
AM760.net.
AM 827 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We're going to go back to our healthcare debate and discussion. I know that's what everyone's been talking about. We've got a local angle on this. Do you think Colorado's members of Congress should take a pledge not to vote for a healthcare bill unless it has a public option? That is the call of MoveOn.org, the call of the website Fire Dog Lake. They've raised about $250,000 for a fund that would support congressional Democrats who take the pledge. And their theory is, which I agree with, that if enough Democrats don't take that pledge, if they don't say, Mr. President, we will not support a health care bill unless it has a public option, then at the end of the day, there will be no public option. Now, the other side will say, well, what if a final bill comes to the floor and it's got some good things in it, but not a public option? Should we sacrifice those good things for a public option? Well, my answer is, why would you sacrifice, A, one of the most important parts of healthcare reform, which is a government-sponsored, government-run plan that would create more competition? And B, why would you sacrifice that very thing when a new poll shows that it has 77% support in the public? The answer, of course, is that they would sacrifice it because the insurance industry wants them to sacrifice it. But politically, in terms of the politics of it, I don't really understand, in terms of electoral support and in terms of course, the public policy, why that would be the thing that should get sacrificed. And I think that we're not going to have meaningful health care reform unless we get enough of those members of Congress to take a stand right now, saying that they will not vote for a health care reform bill unless it has a public option. And right now, none of our Democratic members of Congress here in this state have taken that pledge. Do you think they should take that pledge? 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Matt in Centennial. Matt, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, right on with this argument today, David. It's got to be like you said earlier in the show. Either whichever house blinks first is going to be the one that gets the bill that they want. And, you know, we need to kind of take a page from the Republican playbook here and start making a couple threats and start saying, you know, if you're not falling in line here, then this president is going to lose and then Congress is going to go down. And you got to tell these squish senators that we've got in this state right now who don't want to take a stand, you know, you got to tell them, you know, do you want to be getting bills from a Republican House in two years, or do you want to continue to get bills from a Democratic House? Because that's the way that it's going to fall. Because unfortunately, in this country, we have a center-right party, the Democrats, and then we have a psychotic party.
Well, I think you're right, and I think that the most disturbing part about this has been the White House's on background or off the record statements to reporters. You've got a number of statements coming out of the White House, where the latest one was that an unnamed senior White House official told the Washington Post that they don't understand why the left of the left has decided to make this such a big deal, the public option. And basically the idea that the left of the left, only the left of the left cares about a public option.
Yes, 77% of the country is the left of the left.
Right.
So, they're not in reality.
It's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. And the thing is that on the public policy implications of this, you know, the White House won't engage on the public policy implications of this in the sense they won't say that the public option isn't the best thing. In fact, the president, when he's asked about it, he says, yes, I want the public option. But his political apparatus is focusing in intently on rolling the progressives who are saying we will not vote for this without a public option because they are more afraid of, they are more legislatively afraid of conservative Democrats. And the reason they're more legislatively afraid of conservative Democrats is because over the years, conservative Democrats have made the kinds of threats that say we will only vote for bills that have what we want in it, and we won't vote for bills that don't have what we want in it. We will vote against bills that don't have what we won't want in it. And so my take here is that if we're going to be strategic, if the progressive movement is going to be strategic about this, then looking at this legislative dynamic, we have got to get as many Democrats on the record saying we will not vote against this bill. Excuse me, we will not vote for this bill unless it has a public option. And if there are enough Democrats who say that, who can kill the bill, effectively kill the bill, it will force the president. It will force the White House. It will force the congressional leadership to put that back in there.
Well, yeah, Bill Clinton tried triangulation in the 90s, and look where it got us on health care. We are not going to yank the Democrats back actually from center-right into the center unless we have a little more of a hard left.
I don't call the term hard left, because I don't think that's the right term, because here's the thing. This has transcended left-right. When 75% of the American public supports a position, it's not left or right. It's the center. And what we need are progressive members. What we need are, forget about progressive, what we need are Democratic members of Congress to say that what the center of the country wants is non-negotiable. And the center of the country wants a public option to compete with private insurance companies. Hey, Matt, thanks for the call, man.
Thanks.
TJ in Denver, you're on AM 760. TJ, hello.
Morning, David. How are you doing?
Good.
Happy Fun Friday to you.
You too.
Okay. 75% of the American people want, W-A-N-T, they want public option. We need to tell our public servants what we want. And in descending order, this is what I want. Medicare for all. It's shovel ready. We're spending so much time and energy on this health care, it's sort of ridiculous when we have such major pressing issues. Medicare, make it ready for everybody.
Well, and I think the Democrats missed a huge opportunity in not making this proposal. They missed a huge, huge opportunity. And I hope, here's the thing. I hope that this is a lesson for all of us, that when you go in negotiating and into a negotiation pushing a compromise position to begin with, then your compromise position will get further compromised. Had we gone in pushing for a single-payer health care system, and I know a lot of us tried to do that, including myself. Had we gone in with that, then the public option would have been the compromise point. Instead, we went in, or the congressional Democrats went in, pushing a public option, and now we're on the verge, they are on the verge of negotiating it away. Now, I want to be clear. I think that we can have real health reform short of single payer. I've been very clear about that. I think Obama's health plan with a public option, if that passed, would be solid reform. Would it be perfect? No. Would it be a really genuinely good step forward? Yes. Would a health care bill without a public option and simply a mandate for everybody to buy private insurance and more Medicaid subsidies to buy private insurance, would that be real health care reform? I don't know. And you know what? I don't really think so. But the point here is that we want to avoid that choice, and that in order to avoid that choice, in order to avoid that being the final choice, we have to get as many of these Democrats on record saying that that cannot be the choice, that if that is the choice, the whole healthcare debate goes down. This is legislative politics 101. This is the way to change the dynamic. So if you're going to show up tomorrow at the town hall meeting in Thornton with Ed Perlmutter and Jared Polis, for instance, are you going to go to one of Congresswoman Markey's town hall meetings? Are you going to go to John Salazar's town hall meetings? To me, the best question you can ask them, the best thing you can do is ask them, will you take a pledge to vote against any health care bill that does not have a public option? That is the way to start moving this debate forward. That's the way we can use our local power to really have a national impact. TJ, thanks for the call.
Wait, can I interject here a minute?
Sure.
If there's not a public option, no vote, no go vote for it. You have a 1,000-page document that most people are not going to read, can't read, won't understand. It's all full of loopholes, watered down. We need to turn our attention to, one, end the Iraq-Afghanistan war now, bring the troops home in 6 months. Two, focus on the economy. Get the good-paying jobs. Re-examine all our trade policies and agreements. And start focusing on peace.
Now, you got no argument for me and the fact that...
We need to spend our energy and time. We spent 2 months, maybe more, on Medicare or on this health care while our boys and girls are being injured and killed over there. Our economy is in the tank, and nobody's talking about it.
Well, and the new poll out from the Washington Post shows that by a 2-to-1 margin, Americans want the Afghanistan war, oppose an escalation in Afghanistan. And I think you're absolutely right. While we debate health care, we need to also be focused and remember how much of our resources are going to things that have nothing to do with healthcare and really nothing to do with the economy. Things like the Iraq and Afghanistan war, and how if we don't get those things under control soon, then we're not going to have the resources to do all the things that we desperately need to do right now. Thanks for the call. 8:38, let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Still a mess just coming southbound on I-25 due to this multi-car accident just around Hamden. It's jammed all the way back past Colorado. It looks like these backups now go all the way to Santa Fe. So if you can avoid southbound 25 between Denver and the Tech Center, I definitely advise you to do that. Again, the whole right-hand shoulder is blocked. Single-digit speeds from Santa Fe all the way to Hamden. Northbounders going to be a little sluggish in this stretch there as well. Just a little curiosity slowing due to seeing all those cars on the other side of the road. Also got a four-car accident blocking the left lane, southbound I-225 approaching Iliff. These jams go all the way back where it starts at I-70, speeds in the teens in that stretch. Still working crashes, westbound Evans at I-25. And a rollover at 124th and Sable there in Brighton. Your forecast, sunny, a high of 88. Tomorrow, highs in the low 90s. Same on Sunday with a high around 92, but also have a slight chance for some afternoon thunderstorms. Your current downtown temperature is 67 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
AM 760 is brought to you by this weekend's Colorado Sport International Air Show.
Colorado State Bank and Trust makes it easier for you to save for the future with QuickSave. Each time you use your CSBT check card or CSBT online bill pay, you will earn money. Go to CSBT.com to learn more. Long live your money. Member FDIC.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand. Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Faucets and much more. Visit our showroom at 4800 Washington Street in Denver or call us at 303-295-6022. You will be thrilled with the thousands you save at Buy and Build.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
DoubleMySpeed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
The Home Depot has a new low price on a Honeywell programmable thermostat. Just $19.98. That's almost $5 off the old price. It's also just the tip of the iceberg on the money you'll save on your energy bills when it's used properly. In fact, the money you save the first 2 months will more than pay for that Honeywell programmable thermostat you picked up for just $19.98. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
I bet you knew that fish oil is good for your heart, skin, joints, even memory and focus. But did you also know it's good for your wallet? That's right. Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products, and I've authorized giving away a risk-free trial of our Omega Berry fish oil with vitamin D and acai to anyone and everyone who calls now. Discover the miracle of fish oil for your skin, joints, focus, and heart health. To find out how to get your free trial, call now, 1-800-700-1392. It's pharmaceutical grade, it's ultra pure, and our formula offers up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, so you know you're making a great choice. Isn't it time you tried something that was great for your body and your wallet? Try it before you buy it, and I'll send you my new book, The Best Kept Secrets to Healthy Aging. The number for your free trial and free book is 1-800-700-1392, but you have to call now, 1-800-700-1392. 1-800-700-1392.
You wouldn't buy your knickers without trying them on, would you? So don't purchase a home without checking the sewer system. Blimey, you could have all sorts of loo problems. As a member of the Tom Martino referral list, let the chaps at Drain Solvers camera your sewer lines for $79. Only $79 to see if your sewer is spot on and root free. You'll thank those blokes with every sweet flush. So before you purchase your new home, call 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000.
Yeah! 843 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. On promotional note, John Turk will be hosting the Mario Solis Marriage Show today from 4 to 7, filling in for Mario. So you're going to want to tune in. Turk, what are you going to be talking about? What are you going to be talking about tonight?
Well, I got a couple different things on tap. I'll probably be talking about healthcare and just how divided the whole country seems. I've told the story here about how I got into an argument with one of our listeners, and it got really heated, man, to one point where tears were shedded. Not by you? Not by me, and I felt really bad about it. And, I mean, really, honestly, Dave, I'm only 34 years old, but I'm wondering if the country's ever been this divided before. There's been so much anger between people.
I know.
Seems like at every corner, every water cooler, people are talking about health care and everybody's at each other's throats. Talk a little bit about that, and then I got a fun story, too. It has to do with modern divorce. Who should get custody of pornographic photos?
Who should get... Wow.
There's a couple in Orlando, or in Florida, that are getting divorced, and there's a bunch of photos, pornographic photos, and they're fighting over who gets custody.
That would
be a little fun Friday
topic.
That's
a good one. That's definitely
a fun Friday topic. Not going to be my focus.
That's
from
a fun
4 to
Friday
7,
topic.
But I want to get some people's opinion on the side. On a side note, for that.
That's a fun Friday topic for
and I'll
sure.
See what else is happening? Well, I'm sure there's going to be some more news coming out this afternoon. I've never done the afternoon slot, so should be a little different.
Well, we're going to do a little bit of a fun Friday topic here in the 9 a.m. hour, and I should have been mentioning this. At 9:30, we're going to have Rachel Maddow, the MSNBC host. She's going to be checking in with us at 9:30, and I'm going to fill you in on a weird story in the 9 a.m. hour about potentially artificial intelligence. Remember the Terminator? Skynet? There's a really, really weird story about advances in artificial intelligence. And, you know, it's always, I always like to do Sci-Fi Friday, and I picked up this story, and I think it's going to blow people's minds. So stick around in the 9 a.m. hour. We'll have Rachel Maddow, and we're going to talk about a new story about artificial intelligence. But in this, the rest of this hour, we'll fill out our discussion about healthcare. And again, remember, tune in to John Turk, guest hosting the Mario Solis Marriage Show today, starting at 4.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate that.
Yeah, sure, man. And good luck with it. Sorry you got to work on a Friday night.
No, that's all right, man. I'm working on the Nifty 850 tomorrow.
Oh, in the morning, right?
Just covering. We had some problems around here, so I'm just covering extra shift for somebody.
You can't turn down extra shifts in a bad economy.
I get to run the Rosen replay tomorrow.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Stick a hot fourth in your eye.
Exactly.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to, let's see, we'll do in the order that they were received. Let's go to Kat in Longmont. Kat, you're on AM 760.
Hello, David.
Hey there.
I think asking our Colorado reps to take an oath, take a pledge, would be a really good thing. It would force Betsy Markey off the dang fence. She had a town hall meeting here yesterday. I couldn't attend, but I'm reading the article in the paper, and it's very noncommittal. You know, it's the same thing I'm getting out of her aides. Well, she's just worried how we're going to pay for it.
Right.
Anyway.
And interestingly, and people should know, Betsy Markey is worried about how we're going to pay for it. But she also signed that controversial letter that Jared Polis had put out there opposing a tax, a surtax on millionaires to pay for health care reform. So the strange part about it is like, well, if you're worried about how to pay for it, why are you against the major proposal to pay for it?
Yeah.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I would like to see that happen. I've gotten more information out of Michael Bennett in terms of his position than I have out of Markey. I've been calling them, by the way, about 2-3 times a week. I'm actually back to work now, so it's not going to be that often. But I have been able to get through to everybody's aides except for Udall's, and the aides have been great. I mean, they've been really interested in asking questions, and, you know, I toss out statistics, and they go, wow, I never heard that before. Even at the White House, I had a great volunteer on their switchboard the other day who just wanted to hear everything I had to say.
Mm-hmm.
So it is worth calling. I had a question.
Absolutely. And the main congressional number who can connect you with your particular congressperson is 202 202-225-312. I'm sorry, 202-224-3121. It's my old memory from when I worked on the Hill. 202-224-3121. That's the main Capitol switchboard.
Main Capitol switchboard. I have a question for you, David, because it occurred to me yesterday that, you know, thanks to Rachel and thanks to Keith Olbermann, we're getting a pretty good idea who's paying for the big red bus and who's paying, you know, how people are, the insurance companies are even now sending their employees to pose as citizens at these.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a story on the wire that UnitedHealthcare is urging its employees to turn out to these events to try to crash these events.
Exactly, and the petroleum industry is doing the same thing now with climate legislation. But it's very interesting to me that all of the fingerprints come from the insurance agency, one group whose voice doesn't seem to be included in all of these. People opposed to health care reform are the people who deliver health care,
mm-hmm.
the doctors.
Well, I mean, the some of the nurses' unions and nurses' groups have made supportive statements of health care reform. The doctors' groups, look, the internal politics of doctors, of the doctor, of the physician industry, if you will, they are very, very complicated in the sense that, first of all, most doctors are effectively small businesses, and they're not particularly well organized politically.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean that as a criticism. It's just absolutely true that these are people who are independent practitioners. Often they have effectively small businesses. They're not organized easily. And the one group that does purport to represent them, the American Medical Association, many doctors despise. Because many doctors believe that the AMA is way more conservative, way more Republican, way more reflexively Republican than the doctors themselves are. Doctors themselves have a wide variety of opinions on a lot of these issues, and the AMA is an organization. I know this from knowing a lot of doctors from my family and just knowing a lot of physicians, that the AMA has not been able to be a powerful, cogent voice for doctors because it's been so controversial.
Very
because
interesting.
Because people, a lot of doctors believe that the AMA does not represent them. And so you're right. Doctors have not had as organized a voice in this process. And I would agree with you. I think it's to the detriment of the country. I think it's bad for the healthcare debate that the voices of doctors are not better organized. Now, that doesn't mean, I want to be clear, I'm not blaming doctors. You know, doctors have a lot on their plate. They work long hours, and I can't stand people who say that in general doctors are overpaid. Because here's the deal. Doctors are well paid, and certainly there are some doctors who are overpaid. But if we're going to pay for anything in society, pay a lot for anything in society, shouldn't it be to keep people alive? Shouldn't it be... I mean, we pay sports athletes millions and millions and millions of dollars. Like, we should be paying doctors very, very well because it's the ultimate. They are providing an elemental service.
Yes, and the other thing is that they are also paying back just astronomical education costs.
That's such a great point, and I forgot to mention that. And, you know, that is such an important point. Because the Bush administration has gotten rid of or curtailed the meager loan assistance programs for physicians. You're right. Physicians go into their work with just an enormous amount of debt. But I go back to this whole idea, and it's actually a bigger point, which is that we complain all the time about, oh, how much is our country spending on healthcare? Now, look, I agree. We got to deal with medical and healthcare inflation. But if there's one thing we should be spending a lot of money on, it should be healthcare. It should be to keep our population healthy and alive. That is an elemental kind of thing, right? If we're not going to spend a lot on health care, what should we spend a lot on?
Yeah, no, I think that's such a really, really good point. And thank you for your insights on the whole medical profession, because I kept thinking, it's so curious. You know, a few doctors have called in on the show and have voiced their support of health care, and I thought, oh, we need to hear more.
I know, but the physician, it's really this thing that you don't hear a lot about, that the politics of the physician industry is just really, 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 really screwed up.
I do know a little bit of the insights of that, and certainly I think, especially if you are either in your own practice or even just a small practice with one or two partners, you know, you're doing your best to make ends meet because you're paying out these incredible costs to the insurance companies. And I think also there's that don't stir the waters.
Well, absolutely. Kat, I got to take a break.
Okay. Thank you, David.
Thank you. 8:53 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I ran over a little bit, so we got to get a traffic update with John Turk.
Still sluggish in these couple different areas due to early accidents, multi-car crash, clear to the right shoulder, southbound 25, just around Hamden. Emergency crews still blocking the on-ramp from Hamden, so eastbound Hamden jammed all the way back to Colorado there at Welshire. All side streets trying to access southbound I-25 are jammed as well. Got this crash westbound I-70 approaching Peoria. That's a new one. Also going to see some heavier and slower speeds westbound 36 from Storage Tech Drive there, 96th up to Foothills. That four-car accident southbound I-225 has been moved, but traffic still backing up onto I-70. Also working a couple surface street accidents westbound Evans at I-25, Havana in Mississippi, and an injury accident with a large fuel spill, Washington at Arkins Court. That's just south of I-70. Forecast, mostly sunny, warmer, highs pushing to the upper 80s. Right now, 67 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Introducing the all-new Chevy Equinox. With an EPA-estimated 32 mpg highway and up to 600 highway miles between fill-ups, it's the most fuel-efficient crossover on the highway. Go to Chevy.com/Equinox. Based on GM compact crossover segment, excludes other GM vehicles.
Hi, this is Dan Johnson, General Manager of Len Lyle Chevrolet. Everyone knows about the government-backed incentive of up to...
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Bring your family to the air show this weekend in Broomfield. See thrilling aerobatics. Hear the roar of classic warbirds and modern military jets. See hundreds of aircraft on static display. Let the kids explore the Kids Space Activity Center. Enjoy the Barnstormers Ball and special Twilight Air Show on Saturday. Gates open at 8 a.m. daily. Info at cosportaviation.org. Tickets at King Supers and ticketswest.com. Don't miss the Colorado Sport International Air Show this weekend in Broomfield.
Performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to mycleanpc.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at mycleanpc.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
It's time to shop the authority. This week at Sports Authority, men's and women's athletic shoes start as low as $39.99 on Nike, Asics, Adidas, and New Balance. Plus, choose from a huge selection of brands like Under Armour, Saucony, and more. Gear up for fall sports with performance apparel, equipment, and cleats from Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and more. It's time to shop Sports Authority this week with men's and women's athletic shoes starting at $39.99. Sports Authority, dedicated to the dedicated.
Get free personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process with the New Loan Coach, just one of the many innovative tools you'll find at the all-new Lending Tree. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit the all-new LendingTree.com.
Do you have low back pain on a regular basis? Do you take medication most days to treat your pain? If chronic low back pain gets in the way of things you enjoy, you may want to consider volunteering for a clinical research study. This study is evaluating an investigational medication to see if it can reduce chronic low back pain. You may qualify if you're at least 18 and have chronic low back pain that you treat with medication. Other criteria may apply. As a qualified participant, you will see a study doctor to discuss your pain. All study-related care is included, and no insurance is required. Consider volunteering today.
Call 1-877-505-8130. That's 1-877-505-8130. 1-877-505-8130. Or visit chroniclowbackpainstudy.com.
All right, after the break, we'll get back into our healthcare debate. I'll give you a news update, including a statement by New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who says that pharmaceutical executives don't make a lot of money. I kid you not. We'll also at 9:30 talk to Rachel Maddow, so stick around. Oh, and we're going to talk about artificial intelligence. It's going to blow your mind.
Hey, it's Tom Hartman, and in case you haven't heard, you can hear AM 760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net. It's great. Just download the iHeartRadio app for free. Find out how at AM760.net.
The following is a public announcement. The Australian government has authorized the New York Mint to release to the public a limited number of 24-karat solid gold Australian gold koala coins at a price of $98 each. Special offers on this and other gold coins are temporarily available to the public. Due to response, please dial carefully. In times of war and economic turmoil, gold is prized, but the U.S. melted down millions of U.S. gold coins and relatively few remain. Now, through an agreement with the Perth Mint, the 24-karat solid gold Australian gold koala is being released to the American public on a first-come, first-served basis at a price of $98 each, limit 5 per caller. Again, this is a public announcement. The New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of 24-karat solid gold Australian gold koala coins, along with other temporary special offers. Limit 5 per caller. Listeners may call now at 1-800-200-7709. That's 1-800-200-7709. 1-800-200-7709.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Business was booming in the housing industry last month. The National Association of Realtors says home resales jumped by more than 7%. That's the biggest increase in at least 10 years. It was good news across the board, says the association's Walter Maloney.
Condos, co-ops, and single family are all up quite strongly. A combination of first-time buyers taking advantage of the $8,000 tax credit and greatly improved affordability conditions.
But home prices remained depressed at $178,400. The median price last month was 15% below July of last year. In what could be a serious development, Chilean health officials say swine flu has jumped from humans to turkeys on two farms. The officials say both have been placed under quarantine and the World Health Organization notified. Now, the news comes following a warning from the WHO that in the coming months there could be an explosion of swine flu cases and more deaths from the disease. Around this country, preparations have been stepped up to prepare for flu season.
Schools and businesses aren't the only ones trying to stop the spread of H1N1 or swine flu. Medical clinics are also being extra careful. Janice Martinez is a nurse at Florida Hospital Centricare.
We're taking precautions when people come into our waiting areas. We're secluding them off into other areas. If we see that they're sick, we're issuing out masks. Even to our staff members as they're approached by these patients.
Martinez says her clinics will start giving away flu shots next month, but there's no word yet on when the new swine flu vaccine will be available. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
British Foreign Secretary David Miliband has joined the chorus condemning the homecoming received by Lockerbie bomber Abdelbaset al-Megrahi when he returned to Libya yesterday.
The sight of a mass murderer getting a
hero's welcome in Tripoli is deeply upsetting, deeply distressing.
But Miliband would not criticize Scotland's decision to release Salmagrahi on humanitarian grounds because of his terminal cancer. Family members of Pan Am Flight 103 victims are weighing what to do next. They may decide to protest Libyan leader Gaddafi's UN visit next month. 4 more days and then it's done. The government plans to shut down the Cash for Clunkers program on Monday night. Although it's fueled sales of 500,000 vehicles, the program has left a bad taste in the mouth of dealers who haven't been paid by the government. Mark Frost is general manager of a Chevy dealership in Atlanta.
It's a great success if we sold more cars and we get reimbursed for all the money that we've passed on to customers, but it's a disaster if we don't. So the jury's out on this one until the payment gets worked out.
This is decision day for the leaders of the country's largest Lutheran denomination as they wrestle with whether individual congregations should have the flexibility to hire gay or lesbian clergy. Bishop Jessica Crist says it will be impossible to please both sides on this issue.
There will be unhappy people no matter what, but part of what we're trying to do is to say that our unity is more important than one side or the other getting its way.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 128 points. This is CBS News.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people age 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration? Wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms, including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an ophthalmologist and get checked now, because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Achoo! This dramatization was inspired by a real letter from Anne of New Hampshire, a mom whose child has allergies, after she discovered Little Allergies Allergen Block.
Oh, my daughter's horse riding lessons gave her allergy attacks, so we were going to stop the lessons. But then I found Little Allergies Allergen Block. This invisible gel you rub around your nostrils. It blocks allergens without drugs or side effects. So we tested it at a lesson. No sniffling or sneezing.
Help with the block on allergies with Little Allergies Allergen Block. Use as directed.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Governor Ritter's looking for places to cut the state budget, and one part of that plan includes releasing inmates from prison early. That would save some $19 million. The Denver Post reports those released early would be within 6 months of getting out anyway, but some worry about where those parolees would find jobs in a tough economy. Military investigators have returned to Mount Massive near Leadville, trying to learn the cause of a Black Hawk helicopter crash that killed all 4 soldiers aboard. The crew was training in high-altitude mountainous conditions similar to those of Afghanistan. And a woman investigators believed might have been killed in 1954 and found along a Boulder Creek has actually been living in Australia for the last 46 years. Boulder County Sheriff's officials say the woman they thought was the most likely candidate for Boulder's infamous Jane Doe murder case was located last week after a bit of dumb luck through an internet contact. In sports, the Rockies get the sweep in D.C. and now begin a huge 10-game stretch against the Giants and the Dodgers. San Francisco is at Coors Field tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. Now Aaron O'Neill with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Getting these big accidents up and out of your way, we're still stuck with some pretty solid delays, though. Southbound I-25 south of Hampton, that's where that big multi-car crash at one time was blocking 4 of 5 lanes. Everything's cleared out of your way now. We're actually starting to see the front of the jam break loose, but it did manage to back us up southbound I-25 starting from Santa Fe. So basically coming over the Broadway Bridge down towards University is going to be the slowest stretch before things start to pick up. Also southbound 225 approaching Iliff had another multi-car accident that was hanging up the left lane for some time. That's finally cleared out of your way. Did manage to back up that traffic onto I-70, so a little bit of a slow transition there. In fact, we're hearing of a late crash westbound I-70 approaching Peoria might be involved with traffic trying to access the 225 ramp. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Save with all new price reductions at King Soopers.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
If you're constantly craving culinary competitions,
And shows like Top Chef, Hell's Kitchen, Chopping Block, and Chopped just don't satisfy your hunger pangs. Prepare for a new season of The Next Iron Chef. Host Alton Brown will once again open the doors to Kitchen Stadium as the search for the next gastronomic genius begins. For the second time, the battle begins Sunday, October 4th on Food Network.
It's official. The next season of American Idol will not feature Paula Abdul and her trademark over-the-top positivity. Abdul recently confirmed rumors and announced via her Twitter that after 8 years, she wouldn't be returning. TV executives hope to find her replacement before January and the start of the live shows. Until then, guest judges, including Victoria Beckham, will sit in.
TomTom turn-by-turn navigation for the iPhone has arrived. The eagerly awaited software recently hit the App Store with a price tag of just under $100. It promises all of the features you'd expect from a GPS system, plus a few added benefits which take advantage of the phone's multi-touch screen. You can pinch to zoom, scroll through menus, and more. There's also a car kit available, complete with charging abilities.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Actor Tony Danza is returning to television. Best known for his roles in shows Taxi and Who's the Boss, Danza will appear in a new show called Teach on cable channel A&E. He'll be seen co-teaching a 10th grade English class at Northeast High School in Philadelphia. And although he admits that the thought of teaching on TV is daunting, his goal is to be a really good teacher.
Tired of waiting in line to bank a big bundle of paper checks? Need a faster way to deposit your cash without even getting off your couch? There's an app for that. USAA customers now have their very own iPhone app, which allows you to take a photo of both sides of the check, hit send, and then sit back as the deposit gets processed as if you were actually in the bank lobby.
Gentlemen. Movie director Ridley Scott is returning to the Alien franchise. His original creation back in 1979 spawned a slew of sequels, including James Cameron's Aliens and David Fincher's Alien 3. But Scott is returning to make a prequel. The question on the tip of everyone's tongue is whether or not Sigourney Weaver's Ripley character will be returning too.
Pharmaceutical companies have consistently been the most profitable companies in the United States. Their profit margins have been consistently the most profitable in the United States, and their executives make huge salaries. More in our news rundown, President Obama said Thursday that he would love to have more Republicans engaged in the health care negotiations, but he expressed doubt that a bipartisan compromise can be reached because he suspects the GOP leadership is intent on defeating his signature initiative. The key senators negotiating health care, the Republican and Democratic senators, however, have said that they are going to pass and they are going to move a compromise bill, but one without the public option. And we've been talking about whether you think the Colorado delegation should take a pledge, the Democrats in the delegation should take a pledge not to support any health care reform without a public option. National Security News Forum, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Ridge, the first director of the Department of Homeland Security, says he was pressured by other agency heads to raise the terrorism threat level on the eve of the 2004 presidential election, a move he said had political undertones. On our website at www.am760.net, you can see a cover story for The Nation magazine that I wrote with Judd Legum, all the way back in 2004, saying that this is exactly what was going on. And when we wrote this piece, we were basically laughed at. Now Tom Ridge basically confirms it was all true. I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. Back to healthcare, Nancy Pelosi says that there is no way the House can pass a healthcare bill without a government-run insurance option. There's a campaign now through MoveOn.org and FireDogLake.com to get as many Democratic elected officials on record saying they will not support health care reform without a public option. Tim Wirth, the former Colorado senator, the guy who likens himself as a great environmental champion, is making some really controversial headlines. Bloomberg News reports that cap-and-trade legislation to limit U.S. carbon dioxide emissions has, quote, gotten out of control and needs to be scaled back, said the former Democratic senator from Colorado. Worth said, quote, the Republicans are right, it's a cap-and-tax bill, and says he wants it rolled back. Now, this is just perplexing. Tim Worth, the guy, again, who runs around as a big environmental advocate, injecting himself into the global climate change debate by saying that the Democrats' bill goes too far, and in a big way. That's a big problem. And I think he's absolutely wrong. Local news, congressional candidate Cory Gardner, the Republican, according to the Fort Collins, Coloradan, believes Obama is, quote, most likely a U.S. citizen, but injected himself into the birther controversy, effectively fueling that controversy. He tells the Denver Post that his comments were supposedly taken out of context. We played the audio of them earlier, and they are not taken out of context. He's clearly trying to stoke those rumors. Denver Post has a story about the natural gas industry maybe producing so much natural gas that it's driving its own prices down, that the glut of gas may not be so good for the industry. Denver Business Journal reports that Denver remains one of top 27 cities still alive as a potential site for World Cup soccer matches in 2018 or 2022 after the third elimination round happened. Denver named one of the top 10 cities to grow up in, according to U.S. News and World Report's new study. A new poll shows that Governor Ritter's approval ratings are only at 40%, and 45% of the state disapproves of him. And our final story, 12-year-old gorilla briefly escaped from its enclosure at the Denver Zoo Thursday, but he was only out of his cage for about 3 minutes. Nobody was hurt. So all is clear there. Monkey business, that's exactly right. That's your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Okay, we'll go back to the phones, talking about whether you think Colorado's Democratic legislators should take a pledge not to vote for health care reform without a public option in that reform. One side says they should take that pledge because if they don't make that pledge, there will be no public option. If they are not willing to take that pledge, that the legislative dynamics are that the public option won't survive. The other side says, well, what if the final bill has some good things in it? Do we really want them to vote against something that's got some good things because it's not perfect? What do you think? 303-713-7600. And remember, stick around at 9:30. We're going to have an interview with Rachel Maddow. She'll be joining us, and we'll be talking about health care, among other things. We'll go back to the phones now. Let's go to Bertha in Aurora. Bertha, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David. I'm sorry. I'm actually replying to the person who had called earlier about tort reform real quickly. It's part of the also assumption that, like, that markets and everything are these physical forces, and that if you have these regulations, they're like dams on a river, and if you remove the regulation, these impediments to the market would flow freely and behave well without, you know, things like malpractice lawsuits, and then it will restore it. And that's not true. I mean, economics is not a physical science of these laws. It's full of people who behave like people. It's biology more than, in psychology more than economics. People are greedy and they want to make money, like you said. If we remove the barrier, if you move the cost of malpractice insurance, the money is not automatically going to flow back out of the insurance bank pockets into people's pockets. Yeah, they're just going to keep it because they want to keep it.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And I just want to explain how that works so people understand. The argument is that if you limit malpractice suits and you cap damages in malpractice cases, that will lower doctors' medical malpractice insurance premiums, because the idea is that if doctors are being sued less or have to pay out less money, then, and the insurance companies cover those suits, that's what malpractice insurance is, that if you lessen that the insurance companies will lower their premiums for doctors, and doctors will charge, therefore, will take that savings and charge less for their services. Now, here's what we know, that in states that have capped malpractice awards, what has happened is that the insurance companies have not passed on the savings to doctors And, of course, the doctors can't pass on any savings to consumers because they haven't gotten any savings themselves. As you said, Bertha, they have pocketed the difference. And you're absolutely right that it just is another example of how economics is not a science more than it is human biology. When you create a situation that the insurance company can make profits off of, that's what they will do. They will pocket the difference. Bertha, thanks for the call. 916 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, David. A couple new crashes. They're both on westbound I-70. Let's start on the west end. Going to run into one.